The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Tonight, the Clay County basketball squads kick off their new year round ball action here in 2022. A near two-week hiatus from action has the black, purple, and gold ballers well-rested and ready to attack the heart of their District 7A schedule. And that onslaught starts in Joe Sims Gym this evening as Bulldog Country is invaded by neighboring county rival Red Bone Springs. Matt Walker and his 10-3 AP fifth-ranked Lady Dogs are set for a rematch with Lacey Colter and the 12-3 AP 6th-ranked Lady Red Dogs in what promises to be a tight contest. Meanwhile, Rob Edwards and his 8-4 AP 5th-ranked Bulldogs look to continue their district dominance after being battle-tested against outstanding competition over the holidays. Trying to foil the Dogs' plans are Andrew Mullinix and the 3-13 Red Dogs, who are seeking their first district victory in 2 years. Welcome to the season's second Battle of the Bulldogs.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Park, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street, Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, etc. accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what we do.
Echo Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
State Farm and local insurance agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Budget Pest Control. When Clay County wins, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro. The next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's girls matchup with legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Folks, this is the Carquist pregame show in our fifth broadcast of this basketball season. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'll call the games for you tonight. Unfortunately, former head coach Joe Sims can't be with us tonight. He's healthy and well. He's just in Knoxville watching some UT basketball. We are pleased to be joined for the first time ever here on the Horizon Sports Network, though, by a special guest, Clay County Sports Hall of Fame member and a local legend to Thomas and I and others around the Horizon Sports Network, Kevin Donaldson, joining us.
Well, I don't know about the legend part, Daniel, but I'm glad to be here. As the old saying goes.
We're thrilled to have you. I know you're no stranger to, we'll call it radio broadcasting, even though we're on the Internet. You've done this for a long time, and glad to have you back with us later on. Former head coach Thomas Watson will be joining me. For now, as always, I'm joined by the heart and soul of the Horizon Sports Network, Thomas Weaver.
Well, thank you for that kind introduction, Daniel. It is good to have a friend, colleague, and mentor alongside us here in a whole lot of ways. Kevin, I may have to put you to work in the future.
Well, we'll see how that plays out. Who knows? Who knows?
And it's good to be back under the headsets. Yeah. You know, we've had a long layoff, Daniel. I think the Dogs, it's been about almost 2 weeks since they've taken the floor.
Yeah, I think 13 days, I believe, for this girls' team. And it's been nice. You know, they all need a break. These young athletes put their bodies through a lot, and I'm sure that they have enjoyed the two-week break as much as we have.
Yeah, and I'm sure they're anxious to get back at it, too. Here tonight, and as we know, the Clay County boys are heavily favored and expected to win tonight, but this girls' matchup, which is an AP top 10 showdown, could be a toss-up. Looking forward to that one, guys.
No doubt. Kevin, we've got four of District 7A's five teams ranked in the top six across the entire state in single-A basketball. Red Bull in 7-6, Clay County fifth, I believe, Pickett County for a third, and Clark Range second. Nothing new, though, for Upper Cumberland girls basketball.
No, it's not, absolutely. You guys shared that info with me last night, and Thomas and I were talking just a while ago. You know, that may be the first time that four have been in the top six, but it's probably not the first time that four deserve to be in the top six. We've got a great tradition in the Upper Cumberland going back decades and decades, and not only in single-A, but double-A as well. Girls basketball has always been alive and well in the Upper Cumberland.
Absolutely.
Yeah, like those girls, you know, everybody looks for them. We look for our sponsors, Daniel. We can't thank them enough for allowing us to do this broadcast, Bulldog Nation. And, of course, we always like to say the Horizon Sports Network is an extension of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper. So we hope folks will pick up a copy next week for coverage of tonight's games. Daniel, Kevin, and I will have much more coming up next here on the Carquest Pregame Show.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to the Carquest pregame show, where we normally go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Delhalla Horizon recap segment. But tonight, we're going to use this time to honor another fallen legend, Daniel.
Yeah, anytime a Clay County Sports Hall of Fame member passes, we always like to pause and take note of that. Tonight, it's for longtime Clay County property assessor, Billy T. Kittle Smith, Jr. He passed away at the age of 59 on Sunday, January the 2nd, leaving behind a long legacy of public service. Smith served here for over 20 years after first taking office as property assessor in 2000 and being reelected to six consecutive terms, most recently in 2020. Besides his career as a public servant, Smith was also a member of the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame after being inducted as part of the class of 2014, the fifth class overall, for his football prowess while playing for the Salina High School Bulldogs from 1977 to 1980. He was a diverse athlete, an Associated Press All-State linebacker, and running back, had over 1,500 rushing yards in his career and 13 touchdowns, also averaged over 5 yards per carry for his entire career. Highlight of that career, his last game, 201 yards rushing and 2 touchdowns, and the MVP of the Boys Smith Bowl his senior year. Funeral services for Smith were held on Wednesday, January 5th. He is survived by his wife, Cheryl, 4 children, 2 sisters, 12 grandchildren, and 1 great-grandchild. Billy T. Kittle Smith, not only a friend to Clay County, but just simply everybody that he ran into, one of the nicest gentlemen that you'd ever meet. Kevin, I know he's someone that you knew well. You may have even covered him in your early days. I'm not sure. You may have missed each other, but speak on him for a moment.
I actually did miss him in terms of sports coverage, guys. I guess I knew Billy better as a during his career of political and public service. I was at Tech when he was playing high school here, so I was covering Tennessee Tech and some sports over there at the time that he was playing here. But I know from just looking back in the files, which, Daniel, you've done a lot of, had just an incredible career. Great running back. His running the ball is what I remember in terms of sports. He would be certainly in the top 10 running backs of all time for the Bulldogs, if not the top 5.
Sure, and I think he's a sophomore, played quarterback even.
Besides a public servant and being a Hall of Famer, guys, he was a sports fan.
Yeah.
Loved the UT Vols. And was at a lot of these games, especially the football games. He bled black and gold, too.
Thomas, let's transition right into a very quick Tipsy's final take. Going to be the last word here for tip-off. Got about 30 seconds. I'm going to put you on the spot. What did Salina's most famous elephant have for us today about this big matchup?
Well, Tipsy said tonight it's all about these lay dogs shaking off the rust early because they hadn't played in a while and playing sharp. And as you well know, this was a battle in Red Bowling Springs. It's now a top 10 matchup. It wasn't then, but it was a 2-point ball game with about a minute to play, and Clay County came out on top in that one. I expect nothing less tonight. I think it's going to be the Clay County's defensive intensity tonight against Claire Fleming is going to be the big key, Daniel.
I think that sounds about right, Thomas. Folks, it's time for the national anthem, and that's been Tipsy's final take, sponsored by Bobby's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul today. We'll be right back. This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
When there are just seconds to go, and our team is down by a single point,
you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, going to wrap up this CarQuest pregame show with the announcement of the State Farm girls starting lineups. Huge matchup. Going to go down here in Joe Sims Gym. Glad to be on hand to call it. And here you go. State Farm girls starting lineups brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. Red Bull and Springs, the Lady Bulldogs, making the short eastward trip in the sign of the night. Their head coach, Lacey Coulter, 12-3 record overall on the season. 1-2 in district play, starting for them. A junior, number 12, Claire Fleming. A junior, number 32, Brianna Thompson. A sophomore, number 11, Bailey Massengill. A junior, number 34, Gracie West. And a freshman, number 20, Chloe Powell. The Clay County Lady Bulldogs, their head coach, Matt Walker, in his sixth season overall here at Clay County High School, 115 wins to 59 losses coming into tonight's matchup. 10-3 record on the season overall this year, 1-1 in District 7A play. Starting for Clay County tonight, a sophomore, number 21, Hallie Buford. A junior, number 23, Riley Burchett. A junior, number 10, Abby Head. A senior, number 5, Eliza Jenkins. And a senior, number 30, Zoe Hayes. That's been the State Farm girls starting lineups brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering you auto, life, home, health, and more. Pretty good crowd on hand here in Joe Sims Gym getting ready for this. We're going to take place down in front of us on Rob Edwards Court. Clay County, the home team tonight, dressed in their white home jerseys, black numerals on them, trimmed in gold. Red Bull and the visiting squad, they're dressed in their gray travel uniforms, red numerals on those, trimmed in white. Clay County will shoot to the hoop at our left during this first half of play. Red Bull and Springs the hoop to our right. And, guys, it's time to get it on.
Yeah, you're right. Good crowd traveled over from Red Bull and Springs, too, Daniel. And, we build this as a top 10 matchup across the state. But I tell you what, this is big here in both of these little communities, too.
No doubt it is. Two strong communities supporting the programs. Clay County controls the opening tip. Burchett with it, right block. Kicks out to Buford. She drives the left side of the lane. Bounce past to Jenkins. Long jump shot. Good. Nice opening, Kevin.
Yes, sir. Nice shot from the baseline.
Clay County up 2-0. 7.5 minute mark of this first quarter. Full court pressure being applied by the Lady Bulldogs. Fleming beats it, though. Gets into the Red Bull and Springs front court. Defended by Hayes at the top of the key. We did a good job, Thomas, with Fleming last time. She's a strong veteran player as a junior.
And you can already see the defensive pressure making a difference here as it created a turnover for Clay County. And if you'll remember in the first half of that first Red Bull Springs game, we backed off, let Fleming kind of have her way with us out front. Zoe Hayes is in her grill to start tonight.
Good defense by Clay County creates a jump ball inbound for Red Bull Springs. Three-pointer taken, no good by Chloe Powell. Rebound, Burchett. Burchett ahead to Buford. Buford across the timeline. Sets up at left wing. Now Jenkins tries to feed inside to Burchett. Pass stolen by Gracie West, though. Going to have to relearn these Red Lady Dogs as we go through this first quarter of action. Fleming with it out top. Defended by Hayes. I do not see head coach Lacey Coulter here tonight. I received some information earlier today that perhaps she had fallen ill and would not be here with us tonight, and I don't think she's on the sidelines, so that look for that to affect this Red Bull and Springs team. I certainly hope she's okay. Shot taken from the left elbow for Red Bull and Springs, no good. Rebound Burgett. Briley strong in the paint so far. Two defensive rebounds for the junior. Dishes off to Hayes. Hayes with it out top for Clay County. Drives the right side of the lane. Layup, no good. Rebound by Red Bull and Springs, number 32, Thompson. Thompson dishes off to Fleming. She lays it up. Going to be fouled though by Abby Head. First personal of the contest going to be awarded to Clay County Abby Head. It was a shooting foul, so we'll see junior Claire Fleming at the line. She's a strong free throw shooter. Shot a lot of them in that last contest. Hits the first one here. 2-1 the score. 6-10 mark of this first quarter, and low scoring affair so far.
It is.
Still 2-1. Go ahead, Tom.
You have to attribute that to the defense on both ends of the court starting out. Fleming, you talked about here at the free throw line, 1-for-2. She had 18 points and led the Red Lady Dogs in the last contest against Clay County.
Burgett with it, 1-on-1, drives the right side of the lane, shot's good, and she draws the contact foul. Riley goes to the line to try to complete the three-point play.
That was a tough shot.
Certainly was. Started to her left, spun back to her right. We'll pull out some season averages and totals from assistant coach Andrew Metis, trying to share them as we go down the stretch here. Burchett at the line misses. The free throw rebound, Hallie Buford. Buford can't hang on, though. It's picked up by Powell for Red Bull and Springs. Tough to see those red numbers on those gray jerseys.
It is for me.
Shot inside from Thompson. No good. Rebound Buford. Hallie back with it the other way. Drives the left side of the lane. Going to be called. Defensive blocking on the floor. Foul's going to go against Claire Fleming, her first. Bradley Burchett, the leading scorer on this Lady Dog team. She's averaging right at 17 points a contest so far during the first 13 games of her junior campaign.
And again, like Fleming, led Clay County in that 5-point win over Red Bull and Springs last month, Daniel, with 20.
Ball stolen away from Hayes by Fleming. Numbers for Red Bull and Springs. Fast break into the paint. Powell with it. Right long shot up. Good. We've got a 1-point contest. Clay County 4, Red Bull and Springs 3. 5:15 and ticking. First quarter. Coach Walker up shouting instructions out to his young ladies. Buford with it. Left wing. Now Hayes out top. Thought about a three. Decided better of it. Dishes to Burchett. Her shot up in the paint. No good. Rebound Jenkins.
Nice save.
Stolen away by Fleming. The savvy guard with it. Heads the other way. Fast break. Layup no good. Good defense by Zoe Hayes. However, the loose ball collected and put in by Powell. Chloe Powell, the freshman starter for Red Bull and Springs, puts the Red Lady Dogs in front, Kevin, for the first time tonight. 5-4, and a timeout going to be taken by Clay County. 4:53 mark up this first quarter. It's Red Bull and 5, Clay County 4.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from the air to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from the air to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County. This is Daniel Strong, voice of...
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County trails by 1, 5-4, about 5 minutes left here in the first quarter, and Red Bull Springs is at the line, Daniel.
Free throw up, no good. Ball knocked out of bounds. That was an and one opportunity. So Red Bull and going to get a possession here. The set went off of Clay County. Powell with it on the inbound in the right corner, hands off to Fleming. Fleming circles out. Out top. Going to be a good matchup between her and Hayes tonight. Fleming gives off to Powell. Powell can't penetrate. Nice defense by Eliza Jenkins. She comes up with a steal. Jenkins with it. The senior, though, has it taken back away from her by Massengill. Massengill back ahead to Fleming. Fleming across the timeline. Action starting to pick up here concerning the pace, that is. Powell with it now. Right wing three-pointer up. Good. Red Bowling playing well. 8-4. Clay County doubled up right now.
Need some offense.
Now some full court man pressure being applied to Red Bull, and Clay County beats it, though. Abby Head with it. She drives down, hands off to Buford. Buford weaves into the paint, spins, shot up, no good. Rebound, Red Bull. Powell with it, gives off to Fleming. As Thomas mentioned, a good contingency has come over from Red Bull Springs, and we hear them right below us very well. Good atmosphere here tonight, Joe Sims Gyms, and why not? We're in the second season, so to speak. Preseason's over. Christmas tournaments are done. It's district time now.
Yeah, and this is a big game for both teams, Daniel. You know, trying to climb into that top two, top three right now. We've got another battle playing out just down the road between Piggott County and Clark Range for that top spot. So this is a big night for District 7A girls basketball.
Absolutely it is. 13-3, both squads in that Clark Range Piggott County game. Foul called against Abby Head. That's her second personal. Look for her to have to come sit for a bit. Red Bullen on the inbound. Massengill with it right wing. Works against Head. Abby knows she can't get too physical with her. And Massengill gets to the hoop. We do see Buford at the scorer's table. She had checked out a few minutes ago. It's Head the other way. Offensively, her shot up and good.
Nice drive.
It was, and you know that Coach Walker's fixing to pull her out with those two personals, and you hate to lose the offensive impact that Abby Head brings. Score now, Red Bull and 10, Clay County 6. Red Bull and back in possession of the basketball. 3 minutes left here in this first quarter. Fleming with it out top. Works to Thompson. She's defended by Burchett. Now West. They have both post players out beyond the arc. Nobody in the paint right now. Back in the hands of Powell out top. She's defended by Cherokee Upton, who's checked in. Massengill with it. Works against Head. Kicks back off to Thompson. Red Bowman just trying to fill it out here. Get a good shot. They do lead by 4, 10-6, in what's been a good first quarter so far. Fleming penetrates. 8-foot jumper. No good. Rebounded, though, by Thompson. She kicks it back out past stolen Abby Head. Head, one-on-one, working against Massengill. Into the paint, spins, layup, good. The last 4 points scored by Clay County have been for Abby Head, and she draws the black, purple, and gold Lady Dogs back within 2. 10-8 the score. Clay County trailing.
Before those 2 buckets by Head, Rebel and Springs was on a 9-0 run, Daniel, there. But a nice spurt for them to get back in this one.
Redbourne with the basketball. Massengill, three-pointer left wing, no good. Pulled down by Thompson, kicks it back out to Massengill. She goes back to Thompson. Back to Massengill. She drives against Hayes. Shot up, no good. Actually blocked by Upton. Upton gives up to Madison Hayes, who's checked in. She hands off to Burchett on the 4-4 Clay County. Zoe Hayes, who has it at the top of the key. Cherokee Upton, Riley Burchett, Madison Hayes, and Abby Head. Hallie Buford was at the scorer's table. I believe she has went and sat back down at this point, although I don't see her on the bench. Shot taken and hit. Three-pointer. Who fired that? Upton?
Yes.
Cherokee Upton gets her first points of the contest, and they were big ones, putting Clay County back in front by 1, 11-10. Minute 15 left, first quarter. Fleming with it across the timeline. Slows it down. Looking for a good shot that could put Redbourne Springs back in front. Fleming still out top. Gives off the foul. Right wing. Passes inside to Thompson. Stolen by Burchett. Brownlee with it. Hands off to Zoe Hayes. Hayes pushes across the half court. Now to Upton. Right wing. Tries to go inside to Madison Hayes. That pass stolen. Never got to Madison. Taken away by Redbourne Springs' Chloe Powell. Powell to Massengill. Bailey Massengill with it. Defended by Hayes. She's in the left corner. Circles back out top. Hands off to Fleming. 30 seconds left now in the quarter. Free throw range jump shot by Fleming. No good. Rebound Abby Head. Clay Kenny's going to play for the last shot here, I think, Thomas. 20 seconds and ticking. They're up by 1, 11-10.
Yeah, we talked about the Redbone Springs 9-0 run. Well, Clay County's flipped the page here. They're on a 7-0 run of their own.
Hayes with it under pressure from Massengill. Massengill steals it. 5 seconds on the clock. Gets the foul. Powell, three-pointer. And you're going to call a foul against Abby Head. Abby Head picks up her third personal foul of this first half, all in this first quarter. 1.2 seconds left on the clock. And we see Chloe Powell go to the line to shoot 3. Thomas, what a costly foul for Head. She's got 3 now.
Yeah, and that's one place where we're not necessarily real deep on this team, Daniel. It's guard play off the bench. You know, we've got some pretty good post presence coming off. But, you know, especially with the absence of Bella Ashlock and some of these other ball handlers, you go down the list, pretty much between Upton, you got the freshman Lacey Wicks, who has seen some time.
Yeah. Powell at the line. Missed the first. Hit the second 2. Redbourne Springs back in front. 12-11. Buzzer sounds. We're at the end of 1. It's exactly what we thought it would be. A back and forth District 7A battle. Red Bull and Springs 12, Clay County 11 at the end of 1.
The Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue. Home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network. First quarter over. Red Bull in front, 12-11. Good game so far, Kevin.
Definitely. What we would have expected, one thing that jumped out at me about the first quarter was the hustle from Red Bull and Springs. They got a lot of loose balls, a lot of rebounds, just simply due to hustle and effort.
Yeah, straight-up man defense on both ends, too, Kevin. And you're right, the effort from Red Bull and Springs kind of got them that lead and kept them in the game.
Clay County with the possession arrow to start this second quarter. On the 4-4 Clay County, Zoe Hayes, Hallie Buford, Cherokee Upton, Madison Hayes, and Izzy Hale. First action for Hale of the contest. She's seen a lot of time this year, though, averaging about 11 minutes a game. So playing about a quarter and a half. Buford, three-pointer, left wing, no good, too strong. Off the back of the iron, rebound Massengill for Ed Bowen. She passes ahead to Fleming. Fleming works against Buford, spins into the paint, shot up, no good. A travel called up.
You know, we talked a lot about Fleming early in this one, guys, but it's the freshman, Chloe Powell, 9 first quarter points. We saw her play well in the last contest. I think she's gotten better
no doubt
in the last month or so.
And, you know, you've got a freshman starting, and it's for a reason. She is
yeah.
good. Clay County back with this basketball after the Red Bull and travel. Hayes with it out top. And there's some of that hustle that Kevin alluded to there. Massengill knocks the loose ball out of bounds. Clay County maintains possession. But the Red Lady Dogs have come to play.
They're working hard.
They are. Hayes with it on the inbound. Passes inside to Madison Hayes. She's called for a travel. I really like the play of young Madison Hayes. She has emerged as an outstanding reserve here during her sophomore season. Looking at these season totals, playing right at 12 minutes a game. And here's the big part, Thomas. Averaging 7 points during those 12 minutes. She knows how to score.
Yeah, she's played well, Daniel. The biggest thing for Clay County, a little out of sync on the offensive end. Top 2 scorers sitting on the bench right now, Riley Burchett and Abby Head.
Burchett, I think, with 1 personal, maybe we decided. Head with 3 personals. We may not see her this quarter. 7:05 and ticking, second quarter. Red Bullin with the basketball after Hayes traveled with it. Fleming with it. Hands off to Powell. Powell circles around top of the key, gets the massive yield. 3-pointer taken, left wing, no good. Rebound, Madison Hayes. For Clay County, she hands off to Zoe Hayes, and Zoe's coming across the timeline here. Red Bull in front, 12-11. 1-point lead here. No points so far in the first minute 15 of this second quarter. Hale with it out top, gets to Buford, shot up, no good. She's
nice pass.
Fouled, though. It was a nice pass from Izzy Hale down low to Buford. Hallie going to go to the line. We're on the season. She's about a 67% free throw shooter. Has hit 24 of 36 coming into tonight's contest. These stats were updated by Coach Meadows after the Christmas tournaments. Buford hits her first one, tying this ball game up 12-12.
And I think Buford had some pretty good outings over the holidays too, guys. She's really improving with each game.
Hits both of them, putting Clay County back in front by 1, 13-12. Red Bull on the inbound. Massengill with it. Cross the timeline. Red Bull with numbers here. 3-on-2. Massengill keeps it shot up. No good. Rebound by Thompson. She hands up to Fleming. Clay County into a zone now instead of a man, I believe. Either way, 3-pointer taken by Red Bull and missed. Rebound Eliza Jenkins. Jenkins across the timeline. Sets up at left wing. Backs it out to the top of the key and gives it off to her classmate, Zoe Hayes. Hayes to Hale, Hale to Buford, back to Jenkins. Burchett back in the contest. She's posted up down low. They worked to Buford instead. Shot up from right block. Little left-handed hook shot. Good for 2.
Nice touch.
Certainly was.
Yeah, same set right there by head coach Matt Walker, just a back screen for Buford to get down to the block, and it's worked two trips in a row.
Buford averaging 9 points a contest, 9.3 actually, right at double figures. Red Boyne comes back and scores another bucket for them. I believe we'll have to give credit to number 32, Thompson. However, I can't be absolutely sure about that. 15-14 the score. Clay County in front, and Red Boyne using some full court pressure swats away the inbound pass. They're trying to deny access to Zoe Hayes. They give instead to Burchett. Burchett tries to go to Buford. Pass stolen. Fleming with it. Grabs the right side of the lane. Shot up and good. And they're going to call a tiki-taki foul there. Not a ton of contact, but there was a reach in. Foul's going to be called.
It's going to be on Burchett.
Against Bradley Burchett. And we'll find out now. Yes, that is her second personal. So five team fouls against Clay County. Actually, looking at the scoreboard, they're saying one.
It does.
For Burchett rather than two. So Abby hit on the bench with three fouls. Burchett on the floor with one, and another Lady Dog has another. Free throw was good or
Made.
No good? Was good. My Red Bowling putting the Red Lady Dogs back in front, 17-15. Clay County with a turnover here. Just a pass out of bounds. Kevin, I missed it.
Well, you had your big folks handling the ball down court.
Gotcha.
Probably made an extra pass that wasn't necessary.
Red Bowling back with the ball. They make a similar mistake. They come down and lose the handle on it out of bounds, and things have got a little sloppy here. Credit that to the hustle that we've been talking about going on, though. Good defensive effort by both squads.
Yeah, and you're seeing full court pressure from both squads, just like you say, Daniel, and it's kind of speeding this game up, and neither team handling the ball very well once they get out in transition. And another turnover there by Clay County. And you're right, it's getting pretty sloppy.
Certainly is. Cherokee Upton going to check back in. Izzy Hale checking out. On the floor for head coach Matt Walker, Zoe Hayes, Hallie Buford, Bradley Burchett, Cherokee Upton, and Eliza Jenkins. Red Bowling with the basketball. 5 minute mark, second quarter. Red Bowling also with a 2-point lead, 17-15.
You can see Hallie Buford switched over on
Fleming.
I'm sorry, I couldn't think of her name, Daniel. We saw that in the last matchup. Buford did well in the second half, limiting her.
She certainly did. Fleming on the driving shot. Actually, Massengill. She misses it. Rebound Burchett. Burchett to Jenkins. Jenkins across the timeline. Full head of steam. Gives off to Buford. Three-pointer. Left wing. No good. Rebound Thompson. For Red Bowling. She hands off to Massengill. And as Thomas mentioned, a quick pace here. Ball goes out of bounds. Hallie Buford knocked it away. Oh, a foul called. Not a lot of contact there. Foul on Hallie Buford. She was the other Lady Dog who had the foul. That's Hallie's second personal. So two for her, two for three for Head, and one for Burchett, making 16 fouls against Clay County. The next one will put Red Bowling at the line to shoot the one and one in the bonus. Massengill with it out top. 4:20 mark and ticking. Second quarter, 17-15, still the score. Red Bowling in no hurry because they do have a 2-point lead. Fleming out top. You don't see Red Bowling try to work inside much on the post. It's a guard game for them. And here Massengill fires a three and knocks it down. 20-15. And Kevin, a 5-point lead in this low-scoring contest is pretty big.
Yeah, bigger than it would appear, for sure.
Still just a two-possession game, though. Clay County with it. Buford inside. Layup good. Back to one-possession contest. 20-17. Clay County trails by three. 3:40 mark, second quarter. Massengill with the ball for Ed Boylan. Penetrates to the free throw line. Kicks out to a reserve who has entered the contest. I believe that's Josie Green, the sophomore. She kicks back to Massengill. Now Powell in the corner. Baseline drive. Shot up good. I'm going to watch you make sure that was foul. It was not. It was number 10, Kenzie Marshall, who has checked in. Another turnover by Clay County. And, Kevin, you mentioned it. Defensive hustle by Red Bowling.
It's made a difference. But let's face it, the game's ragged any way you want to look at it. Both teams are playing hard, and the pressure's affecting both teams.
It has. All the turnovers during this second quarter. Red Bowling with a 5-point lead, 22-17. Marshall with it, kicks it across the paint to Thompson. Thompson being tied up by Zoe Hayes. Nice job by Zoe going to the floor to get her hands on the loose ball. Possession arrow in favor of Red Bullman, though. They'll inbound from their own baseline, Thomas.
Yeah, one thing we haven't seen in this second quarter, guys, and that's Riley Burchett in the post. 6 points for Clay County in the second stanza, all from Hallie Buford.
Of course, Abby Head had a nice first quarter offensively, but she's been on the bench the entirety of this second quarter with three personal fouls. Red Bullman on the inbound. They work into Fleming. She's defended by Lacey Wicks, the freshman who has checked in, another young, promising player for Clay County. And another three-pointer taken and hit. Massengill, Bailey Massengill knocking it down. She's got a hot hand. She's 2 of 2 on her last attempts there from this right corner. And a foul now called against Red Bullman on the floor. Marshall picking up the foul for Red Bullman. Their fourth team foul. Marshall's first personal. Clay County inbounds, 2:50 and ticking, second quarter. Red Bullman in front, their biggest lead of the night, guys. 7 points, 25-17. Correct me, 8 points the lead for Red Bullman Springs. Burchett drives inside, has it taken away by Josie Green. Clay County in a drought here, offensively in the last several minutes of gameplay, except for the Buford layup.
You see the freshman Lacey Wicks coming in, Daniel, and she's on Fleming this time.
She's an athletic young player, good speed, good length, and does a nice job with her. However, Fleming crosses her up, penetrates. Burchett there to stop her drive, though. Burchett picks up the loose ball, gives up to Jenkins. Jenkins knocked to the floor by Massengill. Massengill going to be called for the personal. Both teams close to the bonus now. Red Bullman up by 8, 25-17, 2:15 mark. Second quarter, Clay Kenny on the inbound. Burchett with it baseline, works into the paint. Nice move, shot up, no good. Rebound Red Bullman. Marshall with it. She has it knocked away by Burchett. And they say the ball goes out of bounds off of Brownlee's hands, giving it back to the Red Lady Dogs.
She had a good look at it there, too.
She did.
And nice up and under move. It's a shot she normally makes, guys. Burchett's a little frustrated right now, I think. We've seen back-to-back trips for her where she's come up empty. Clay County's just got to settle down. 2 minutes left here. Try to cut into this lead, get it back within two possessions.
Yeah. Minute 50 and ticking. Second quarter action, 25-17. Lady Dogs trailing by 8. Oh, make it trailing by 11. Claire Fleming, silky smooth three-pointer from the top of the key, nothing but the bottom of the net. And Red Bullman with a commanding double-digit 11-point lead.
Got to make it through this run.
Clay County with possession. Buford drives into the paint. Kicks out to Wicks. Wicks it right wing. Gives back to Buford out top. Hallie with it. Tries to go to Burchett. Burchett with it baseline. She's in a bad position. Under pressure. Has it taken away. And a foul going to be called against Bradley Burchett. Bradley picks up her second personal. And the squad's going to walk to the other end of Coach Rob Edwards Court for Red Bullman Springs to shoot the front end of a 1-1. It's going to be junior Brianna Thompson at the line to do that. And what a swing of momentum over the second part of this second quarter for Red Bullman.
Yeah, Red Bullman is speeding Clay County up, Kevin, kind of getting them in bad positions for ball handling, and they're just not taking care of it.
Absolutely. Red Bullman's made two runs. We survived one. We got to survive this one.
Yeah.
Free throw was missed there by Thompson, rebounded by Zoe Hayes. Clay County back with the ball, desperately needing points. It is an 11-point contest, but it's not about the deficit. It's about the momentum right now. Inside pass to Burchett. Shot up and good. And she's fouled by Massengill. Riley going to go to the line to shoot. And we see on the season that Burchett, a pretty strong free throw shooter, 77% from the charity stripe, has hit 46 of 60 coming into tonight's contest. Free throws up. I jinxed her too strong off the back of the iron. We've got 1 minute left to play as Red Bullman rebounds here late in the second quarter. Red Lady Dogs with a 9-point lead, 28-19 over Clay County. In this matchup of AP number 6 ranked Red Bullman and AP number 5 ranked Clay County. Massengill out top, gives off to Fleming, down to 40 seconds. Fleming drives, penetrates to the free throw line, kicks out to Green in left corner. Green brings it back out, gives to Massengill. They reset under 30 seconds now. As we mentioned, it's a guard-heavy team for Red Bullman. They don't have a post presence. They're going to try to win on the perimeter. They have hit their last three three-point attempts. Down to 15 seconds. Good defensive effort by Jenkins. However, they get Pastor into the paint and a turnover. Clay County with a chance here. Red Bolin botched the pass. It went off of a player's foot out of bounds. Jenkins going to inbound from her own baseline. 8.4 seconds. Clay County with an opportunity. Abby Head checks back in for the first time in this second quarter to try to get points on this last possession.
Big break for Clay County there.
Jenkins inbound. Hayes with it. Crosses the timeline. 5 seconds on the clock. Hayes to the hoop. Shot up. No good. It was blocked. Time expires on this first half. It's been all Red Bull and Springs late in the second quarter, and they have built a 9-point lead here at halftime, 28-19 over the home team, Clay County Lady Bulldogs. Stay with us here on the Horizon Sports Network for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapman for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, where Clay County trails Red Bone Springs 28-19 here at intermission, and this has been a close one throughout until Red Bone Springs went on a run here in the second quarter. They led 12-11 at the end of the first quarter, and then outscored Clay County, doubled them up 16-8 in the final 8 minutes before halftime. to claim this 9-point lead here at the half. For Red Bone Springs, Kennedy Marshall has 2 points. Brianna Thompson, 2. Claire Fleming has 7. Bailey Massengill has 8. Chloe Powell has 9. Red Bone Springs has made a total of 4 3-pointers, 3 of those coming in that run that helped them build this 9-point lead. For Clay County, they're being led by Hallie Buford. She has 6 that came all in that second quarter. Cherokee Upton, 1 3-pointer tonight, the only one for Clay County. Abby Head has 4, Eliza Jenkins, 2, and Briley Burchett has 4 points here at halftime. Again, Clay County trails 28-19 to Red Bone Springs here in Salina. Stay with us for more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution tackling projects of any.
Welcome back here to the Horizon Sports Network Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. Quickly want to mention the Clay County High School Cheerleaders. They're back in action tonight after taking the Christmas holidays off. They're led by 3 seniors, Anna Ray Collins, Zoe Siever, and Tamara Smith, and joined by 7 sophomores, Bethany Becker, Brooklyn Becker, Allison Collins, Callie Devanna, Chloe Graves, Laney Haynes, and Jalen Strong. Appreciate those young ladies and all the spirit that they bring to the fans. Their sponsors, of course, Stephen and Lana Chipwood. Going to go ahead now and do the Budget Pest Control Girls 7A update. Going to share with you the district action that is taking place in the new year. Starting first with Red Bone Springs, a week ago tonight, they beat Gordonsville 41-18 in girls action. Dominant win there for Red Bone Springs. Gordonsville, the most active team so far in 2022. As we just mentioned, they played Red Bull. And also on Sunday, a couple days ago, they beat Jackson County 60-31 in non-district play. And last night, Gordonsville beat Macon County 61-36 in girls action. So Gordonsville's been active. Pickett County only has played one time in 2022. A week ago tonight, they beat Clinton County, Kentucky 53-32. And finally, Clark Range a week ago tonight lost to a strong Cumberland County Lady Jet team 34-45. Tonight's action, just statewide, the eyes of the state of Tennessee on District 7A. We've got 13-3 Pickett County. They've traveled tonight to the range to take on the 13-3 Clark Range Lady Buffaloes, the number 2 and number 4 team in the state. Kevin, you had a halftime score on that game. What was it?
The Lady Buffaloes lead 35-29 at intermission.
Tight game. 6 points there. Coach Rogers against Coach Smith, just a classic matchup. Other action, of course, obviously here, 12-3 Red Bone Springs has traveled to 10-3 Clay County. 28-19 here at the half. and 3-13 Gordon's Lady Tigers are idle tonight. Current District 7A standings, things just getting started in conference play. Pickett County and Clark Range, they're battling for supremacy currently. They are tied for first place with 2-0 district records. Clay County sits third at 1-1. Red Bull and Springs fourth at 1-2 in the district. And Gordonsville, the Lady Tigers, in last place at 0-3 in the district. Girls 7A update's been brought to you by Budget Pest Control. Extermination is their vocation. We'll go ahead and work in the Subway Trivia Challenge here before we get this third quarter started. It's brought to you by local Subway owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and check out their newly renovated restaurant on the bypass in Salina to enjoy their favorite sandwiches, because at Subway, fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker. We're going to tie the certificate tonight to the boys trivia question coming up later. So this one's for a sticker. If you think you know the answer to the question, please text it to the Rising Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. So here's tonight's girls' trivia question. It's a recent one. What current Lady Bulldog is the known single-game leading scorer against Red Bull and Springs with 30 points? What current Lady Bulldog is the known single-game leading scorer against Red Bull and Springs with a 30-point single-game high? If you think you know the answer to that question, text your response in to the Rising Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004, and we'll be happy to mail you a Rising Sports Network sticker. Third quarter action, Kevin. What do we need to see change, in your opinion, here for the Lady Dogs to come back in it?
I think Clay County's going to have to attempt to slow the ball down and pound it inside some. We have fallen into Red Bull, and there we go. Falling into Red Bull and speed trap, and they've got us.
Yeah, I agree 100%. Just some sound ball handling and play our game. And Coach Walker agrees as the Lady Dogs switch ends of the floor. They're shooting at the hoop to our right, and Bradley Burchett's already added 2 points. Immediately, they worked inside to her left block. She spun into the paint, put it up, and was fouled. And her free throw from the line is good. And just like that, we've got a 6-point game, 28-22, thanks to the 3-point play the old-fashioned way by Burchett. Red Bull and Springs now working at the hoop to our left during this second half. Fleming with it, works over to Powell. She's defended by Jenkins. Powell circles back out top, picks up the dribble, dishes off to Fleming. They just pass it back and forth. Now West in the corner. One of the few times Gracie West has touched the ball in that. She quickly gives it back up. More of a defensive player for Red Bull and Springs. Thompson now. Free throw range jumper. No good. Rebound Buford. 7-10 and ticking. Third quarter on the 4-4 Clay County. Those original five starters of Zoe Hayes, Hallie Buford, Eliza Jenkins, Abby Head, and Bradley Burchett. And
nice.
Head into the paint. She scores on the baseline layup. We missed her during that second quarter.
All the points in the paint.
Abby Head is playing with 3 personal fouls. All of those came in the first quarter of action. Red Bull back with the basketball, but that 9-point lead they had to open the quarter quickly cut to 4, Thomas.
Yeah, it's just like Kevin said. You came down with methodical, ran some half-court offense, and you see what it does, doesn't it, Kevin?
Absolutely.
A near steal by Clay County.
Nice hustle there.
Dribble. They're going to call her for the foul, though? No, Red Bull and Springs being called for the foul. So credit Buford with a steal. Foul called against junior Gracie West. Her second personal of the contest. Next action for the Lady Dogs after this one going to be this Friday night from Gordonsville. We'll be there to call it. A lot of action left in this one, though. Early third quarter, 6:15 and ticking. They pass inside to Buford. Shot up and good in the paint. Clay County trying to expose the lack of a post presence now of Red Bull and Springs. They have 6 points in the quarter, all of them coming from the paint. Actually, 7 points, thanks to that free throw by Burchett.
7-0 run to start the second half, Daniel, and Clay County's within two.
Red Bull misses a 6-foot jumper. Rebound Hayes, Hayes to Buford. Buford across the timeline, gives it back to Zoe Hayes. 28-26 the score. Clay County looking to time up here, perhaps go ahead if they shoot a three. Burchett with it. Left wing. Looks inside. Doesn't give it up, though. Now swings to Buford. Buford to Hayes in right corner. Now Burchett. Burchett with a rare three-point attempt. A little wide of the mark, though. Hits the left side of the rim. Hustles for her own rebound. Sarah Fleming comes up with a loose ball, though. She goes coast to coast. Layup no good. Rebounded by Head. Head knocked to the floor, and they're going to say that it's Red Bull and ball. It looked to me like a red lady dog pushed Head down. That's what caused her to lose possession. The official had a better view, though, Kevin, and he disagreed.
And he's the one that counts.
That's right. 5:23 and ticking. Third quarter. Clay County trailing by two. 28-26. Red Bullin with this two-point lead down the basketball. Thompson with it. Gives up to Massengill. Bailey Massengill dribbles out top. She's defended by Abby Head. Head, another one of those players who is so much improved since last year. Just an outstanding young player. As we see Massengill, though, drive inside and score. 4 points the lead for Red Bullin, 30-26 the score, 4:50 and ticking, third quarter. Head with it, left wing, now Jenkins out top, swings to Hayes at right wing. Tries to go inside to Birch, it decides to fire three instead and hit the backboard, but nothing else. Red Bullin with the rebound. Three-pointer taken by Massengill. Good. She has three three-pointers on the night. We're going to have to get a hand in her face. Her last three attempts from distance have all been good. 33-26, and we talked about a four-point deficit. Actually, a two-point deficit a few minutes ago, Kevin, has grown again to a seven-point Red Bull lead, and timeout is taken by head coach Matt Walker. 33 for Red Bull and 26 for Clay County, halfway through the third.
Signs.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
The wait is over.
Back here live, 4:15 and ticking on the inbound. Clay County with the basketball, trying to climb back in it here. They trail by seven. Buford left wing, up to an out top now. Cherokee with it, drives, kicks to Jenkins. Eliza into the paint. 6 foot running jumper, good. First points of the night for Jenkins, but they come in a big time. Actually, I'm wrong. She has 4 points on the night now, scored earlier in the contest. First points of the second half. We'll try it that way. 33-28. 5 points for these. Red Bowman. Fleming with the ball. Gives to Massengill. She's got a hot hand. Drives inside. Gives off to Powell. Powell gives off to Fleming. Just a weave out top between the guards of Red Bowman. Powell now. Drives inside. Picks up. Kicks to Massengill. Right wing. She drives in. Gives off to Thompson. Thompson spins. Shot up. No good. Rebound Burchett. Clay County now. A big possession here. 3:20 and ticking, third quarter. Lady Dogs trail by five.
Need to take it back inside again.
Upton with it, right wing. Kicks the Head, top of the key. Buford left wing, Jenkins left corner. Now Upton. Now Jenkins. Burchett's posted up down low. Well defended, though. They can't get to her. A pass kicked by Fleming, so Clay County going to inbound from their own baseline. 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Red Bull on 33, Clay County 28.
You know, when Burchett catches it, West doesn't have a chance, but she does a good job of blocking the lane to get the inbound pass into the post, Daniel. And, you know, that's why Red Bullin is playing their defense out front and denying Burchett from getting the ball in the post.
Yeah, West making sure she's between Burchett and the ball. However, they go over the top of West that time, and Burchett adds two more from right block. Riley Burchett will score points for you with enough opportunities. As you mentioned, though, Thomas, we've had difficulty getting it to her throughout the, consistently at least, throughout the contest. Clay County back within three, 2:25 and ticking, third quarter. Red Bull with the ball. Powell, three-pointer, top of the key, knocks it down. And it's the three-point shooting of Chloe Powell, Bailey Massengill, and Claire Fleming, who have built this lead that Red Bulls maintained, Kevin, throughout the biggest part of this contest. Since mid-second quarter, Red Bulls led.
They absolutely have. They've hit several outside shots. And now we're 6-for-6 inside the paint this quarter.
As Abby Head adds two more points from right block. 36-32 the score. 4-point lead for Red Bull and Spring. And Red Bull, and of their last several three-point attempts, they missed one out loud. Powell tried another and missed it. I started to say of their last 10 or so attempts, they've hit about 6 of 10. Ball's knocked out of bounds after Powell missed it. It goes off the hands of Jenkins, and it's going to be Claire Fleming inbounding for Red Bull and Spring. Fleming has trouble finding a teammate to work into. Finally gets it into Thompson. Jump ball called. Credit Eliza Jenkins with a heads-up play, getting her hands in there, tying the ball up.
Yeah, Jenkins played pretty well tonight. She got 4 points, 2 big buckets already. We saw her play some pretty good defense, too, Daniel, and the senior's stepping up when we need her.
Yeah, absolutely. A veteran player doing what she needs to do to help her team out here. 36-32, Red Bull with the basketball. Possession arrow was in their favor on that jump ball call. Massengill with it out top. She's defending Abby Head. Now Massengill drives. 8-foot running jumper, no good. Rebounded by Thompson from Red Bowling. She kicks it back out to Fleming. Fleming now to Massengill. On the floor for Clay County, Cherokee up to Abby Head. Hallie Buford, Eliza Jenkins, and Riley Burchett. Thompson with it at left elbow. Hands back off to Fleming. She drives inside, kicks to Massengill. As we mentioned, just a lot of guard action for Red Bowling. Seldom do they ever try to go to the post for their points. Foul called. Who was that call on, Kevin?
I believe it's on Burchett.
Yeah, going to get Bradley.
And she played it well. The offensive player just drew the foul.
Shooting foul sends Powell to the line where she hits the first attempt. That was Briley's third personal. So Burchett with 3, Abby Head with 3, which isn't a whole lot. Minute left to go in the third. Still in pretty good shape there for those two. Second free throw, no good. Rebounded by Abby Head. Head comes across the timeline. Drives the left side of the lane. Circles back out. Gives to Jenkins. Now Zoe Hayes. Zoe with it. Kicks back to Abby. Give it go. Hayes shot. That's not good. And she draws a foul. Zoe Hayes, who's been on the bench part of this third quarter, comes back in with a bang and goes to the line to try to draw Clay County within 2. Right now they trail by 3. 37-34, 50 seconds left in this third quarter. Kevin, how would you assess this third quarter for Clay County thus far?
Well, by my account anyway, we're 7-for-7 inside the paint this quarter. And that's a big bucket.
Yes, it is. Zoe Hayes completes the three-point play with that free throw. And a timeout going to be taken by Red Bull, and a full timeout. We're going to play 2 ads and come back. Red Bull and Springs 37, Clay County 35, 50 seconds left in the third.
You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Red Bull and inbound coming out of the timeout. They work into Massengill. 37-35, a good third quarter for Clay County, Thomas.
Yeah, played well. Briley Burchett up to 9 points. Nobody from Clay County in double figures. Massengill and Powell both have a Baker's dozen for Red Bull and Spring.
Fleming with it. Red Bull and perhaps playing for the last shot here, down to 30 seconds. Fleming going to drive inside, likes the shot, takes it, no good from the free throw line. Knocked out of bounds by Red Bull and Springs. The Red Bull and faithful wanted a foul against Clay County, and I don't blame them. Looks like the black, purple, and gold Lady Dogs got away with some contact there, but that's all right. 21.8 seconds left in this third. Red Bull and 37, Clay County 35. Abby Head on the inbound working against pressure. beats the pressure, gets across the timeline. Down to 12 seconds now. Abby with it out top. 8 seconds. Gives off to Burchett. Burchett at right wing. She drives inside. Baseline picks it up, kicks the Jenkins. Shot up left block is good. Eliza Jenkins hits the shot with 2.2 seconds left in this third quarter. And she draws the foul. Eliza going to the line here to try to get her seventh point of the night. And right now, folks, we're tied up, guys, 37-37. AP number 6 against AP number 5. We didn't expect anything less than what we're getting.
Great awareness by Burchett. She drew two defenders and then dished it for a wide-open layup.
Jenkins misses a free throw, and time expires. Red Bullen couldn't get the desperation three attempt off. Prior to the buzzer sounding, at the end of three, we're right where we started, even. It's no longer 0-0, though, 37-37 at the end of the third.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County and Red Bone Springs are knotted up at 37, headed into the fourth quarter, and a huge quarter for Clay County, Daniel. They doubled up the Red Lady Dogs, 18-9. Riley Burchett leading the way with 9, but both Abby Head and Hallie Buford have 8 apiece for Clay County.
A much-needed quarter by Clay County. The second went all to Red Bowling, and all the momentum was there. Head coach Matt Walker and his squad, though, coming out and reclaiming that. Abby Head opens up the fourth quarter, driving to the hoop. Shot was no good, but she did draw a foul. Abby at the line to shoot two. She knocks down the front end. Second one's away, no good. Eliza Jenkins doing a nice job there. A Red Lady Dog had touched the ball. Jenkins boxed out that lady and let the ball go out of bounds. Clay County with the possession here. So a double possession to start the fourth. A big deal, Kevin, when it was a tie game. Clay County up right now by 1, 38-37 with another chance.
Absolutely.
Ball worked into Burchett on the inbound. Bradley, one-on-one against Thompson. Shot up and good. And the junior is fouled along with it. She goes to the line to try to extend a watch now, a three-point Clay County lead, 40-37.
You can't guard Riley Burchett one-on-one, either out in the floor or on the post, Daniel. You just have to get her the ball. When she gets it, she's ducking and diving to the rim.
Free throw good. 4 points lead for Clay County. Their biggest lead of the contest since early in the first quarter, perhaps of the whole game. 7:40 and ticking in regulation here. Red Bull with the basketball. Clay County with a four-point lead. Fleming with it out top, defended by Buford. Joining Fleming for Red Bowen Springs are Massengill, Green, Powell, and Thompson. Green with it. Now Massengill, left wing. Now over to Powell in the corner. She circles back out top. Hands off to Josie Green. Green defended by Jenkins. Now Powell. Now back to Massengill. Massengill inside. Spin, shoot, shot no good. Out of bounds, off the hands of Massengill. And Clay County going to take back over. A chance, Kevin, for Clay County to extend a four-point lead here.
It's been quite a drought for Red Bowling. I don't know exactly how much they've scored lately, but it's not been a lot. Good run for Clay County.
Yeah, they had a free throw about 2 minutes left in the third quarter, Kevin. You're right. That's the last points they have.
A foul call on the floor, an illegal screen. called against Eliza Jenkins, her second personal. I guess an illegal moving screen is what it was, because Red Bowman's back in possession of the ball, and rather than Clay County building on their four-point lead, it's a chance for Red Bowman to cut into the deficit. Foul called on the floor against Hallie Buford, her third personal. Red Bowman to inbound. Massengill to take care of those honors from her own baseline. Works into Fleming. Now Green out top. Back to Massengill in left corner. Massengill works against Hayes. Gives off to Thompson. Now Powell. She drives the left side of the lane. A foul called against Burgett. Bradley going to pick up her fourth personal. The only thing I saw Powell drive into Burgett, but Bradley was shuffling those feet a little.
Tough call.
That is a tough call. You know, you see Burgett giving ground, moving away from the contact. However, when a defender's moving the feet, whether they're advancing, I guess, or retreating, they're going to get you. And they did Riley. She goes to the bench with four personals.
Big rebound.
For her was Izzy Hale. Missed three-pointer here by Red Bowman. Thomas, who pulled that rebound back?
Senior Eliza Jenkins. Talk about her stepping up here late in this game. Big rebound for her, clearing the boards on that Red Bowman miss.
Hale, right wing, inside of Buford. Dishes across the paint to Hayes. Shot up, good. Joey Hayes, a huge bucket right there. Clay County back in front by six. Feels like a lot right now.
Nice ball movement again, and in the paint.
5:45 and ticking. Red Bowman trails by six, 37-43. Red Lady Dogs with the ball. Massengill drives the right side of the lane and scores the bucket. Another bucket for Bailey Massengill, who's put together a nice contest here. Coach Walker meeting Red Bowman Springs for the 11th time in his career. He's never lost to them. 10-0 against them at this point during his 6 years of coaching here at Clay County High School. Ball works inside to Buford. Foul called against Red Bowman Springs. The Red Bowman faithful do not like the call, Thomas.
Yeah, Daniel, and you know, that Massengill bucket earlier, Kevin talked about the drought. Clay County was on an 11-0 run that extended back into that third quarter before Red Bowling has pulled back within six here.
Buford at the line, 39-43 the score. Make it 39-44. She hits the first of two.
You can just keep Burchett on the bench for a couple more minutes and keep it about where we're at, we'll be in pretty good shape.
I agree. Buford puts the Clay County lead back to six, I thought, because she hit the second free throw. Perhaps a lane violation called, though. Okay, they do grant the point. There it is. 45-39, six-point lead for Clay County. Red Bull and inbound. Massengill with it. Comes across the timeline. 5:15 and ticking, fourth quarter. Gets off to Thompson. Thompson and right block. Lots of fouls being called either way now, pretty evenly called. But just a lot of fouls on the floor called. Not a ton of contact for either team when these fouls are happening. Just the way they're calling it now, nothing wrong with that. Clay County with 16 fouls. Red Bowman with 17 fouls. Red Bowman on the inbound. Fleming with it into the paint. Dishes to Thompson. Her shot no good from right block. Well defended by Izzy Hale. Ball goes out of bounds.
Big break there. That was point blank.
Ball goes out of, off the fingertips of Jenkins. So Red Bowling going to have another possession. Just under 5 minutes to play here in the fourth. Fleming goes to the floor. No whistles blow, though.
Great defense by the senior Zoe Hayes right there. She's been pacing Fleming most of this game, Daniel, and she's done a great job on her. Just 7 points so far for Claire Fleming.
That is huge to hold her to that. As we're halfway through this fourth quarter, 4:35 and ticking. Clay County with the basketball and a six-point lead. Madison Hayes with it inside. Has it taken away by Josie Green. And we see Buford go to the floor for the loose ball. She's tied up with the Red Lady Dog. And a jump ball call. Nice hustle by Hallie Buford. And you see, Thomas, how much either team wants this. Those girls just diving parallel to Rob Edwards Court, laying out for it.
Yeah, we saw Kevin talk about the hustle in the first half. We're seeing the same thing. It's just a little cleaner in this half, isn't it, Kevin?
Absolutely. Post players always want to dribble the ball, you know, even when they can turn right around and shoot it.
Fred Bowen with the ball. Possession arrow in their favor. Off that jump ball call. Massengill, left wing. Drives inside. Baseline. Shot up good. Nice move by the sophomore, Bailey Massengill. And Thomas, just of note, no senior has played in this game for Red Bull and Springs. This is a team that Coach Coulter has. They're all coming back. They're going to get better and better. Look for them to be a threat, and they're already a threat. It's here we see Clay County leading by four, 45-41. Madison Hayes with her first points of the night off a nice assist by senior Eliza Jenkins. Thomas has talked about it. Jenkins has done a lot of things well tonight. Not necessarily the leading scorer. She does have, I think, seven on the night, but has assists, has rebounds, and a lot of jump balls and things, and has played well. Clay County up by six, 47-41. Three-pointer by Powell. Fred Bullen, no good. Rebound.
Good box
Hayes.
Out.
Hayes gives to Jenkins, and Kevin Clay County going to slow it down here. 3:20 and ticking in a six-point lead.
We're about at that magic mark. I wouldn't be surprised to see Burchett getting off the bench pretty quickly here now. We're down close to 3 minutes.
Madison Hayes in the paint. Power spin, power dribble, shot no good. Rebound Hayes, her putback no good. A foul called on the floor, though.
Here she comes.
Against Maddie Hayes. So Madison picks up her first personal. And as Kevin mentioned, Brownlee Burchett and Hallie Buford come back to the scorers table. They check in. Cherokee Upton and Maddie Hayes check out. Thompson at the line to shoot the front end of a 1-1 for Red Bull and Springs after the foul on the floor against Madison Hayes. 3 minutes left in this one. Clay County with a six-point lead. Thompson at the line trying to cut into it. Free throws up, no good. Rebound Jenkins.
Lady Dogs are doing a good job of boxing out. They're getting flat-footed rebounds, and that's a sign you're doing your job.
Jenkins with it out top. Dishes to Hayes at right wing. Ball kicked away by Fleming. And I like that defensive effort by Fleming. If you can't get a handle on the ball, get a foot on the ball. Anything to stop that post-entry pass. Inbound to Burchett. One-on-one in the paint against Thompson. Spin, shoots, good. Burchett into double figures here. Putting together a strong night. Timeout taken, Red Bull and Springs. Clay County with a strong 8-point lead, 49-41 over Red Bullman. 2:48 left here in the fourth.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Did you know full and part-time?
Back here live in action, 2:45 and ticking. Red Bull with the ball. Massing it out top. Hands to Marshall at high post. Gives to Fleming. Three-pointer left wing. No good. Rebound Thompson. They're going to call it for over the back, though.
Kevin, you're talking about boxing out. That's exactly what Bradley Burchett did right there. Just a great job by the Lady Dogs. Up Salina, up Clay County.
The teams walk to the other end of the floor. Burchett going to shoot the front end of the 1-1. We already mentioned she's around a 77% free throw shooter on the season. Clay County up by 8, 49-41. Clay County ranked 5th in the initial AP poll of the season. Red Bull Springs ranked 6th. District foes, Pickett County and Clark Range. Clark Range ranked 2nd, Pickett County 4th. They're battling tonight on the range. Burchett hits both of those big shots by a big-time player there, putting Clay County up by 10, 51-41. Time getting short for the Red Lady Dogs, Kevin.
If Clay County can rebound, hit their foul shots the rest of the way, we should be in good shape.
Blending inside, no, it was Massengill. Massengill adds two more. She has had an outstanding contest, has Bailey Massengill. And as I mentioned, this Red Bull team, no seniors on it. They're going to be strong for a while across the county line to our west. 2 minutes left in this one. Clay County with the basketball and an 8-point lead, 51-43. Hayes out top. Go ahead, Tom.
foul call there, Daniel. I think they're going to, I'm not sure who picked up the foul. Marshall, I think. Buford going back to the line. You talked about Bailey Massengill. She's leading all scorers right now with 19 points. She has all six for Redbone Springs here in the fourth.
I believe she's hit 3 3-pointers, and he's penetrated well also tonight. Hallie Buford at the line, front end of the 1-1, hits that free throw. You mentioned it, Kevin. These bonus free throws can win games or lose games.
Absolutely.
And Clay County is hitting them here down the fourth quarter stretch. Buford knocks both of them down, 53-43. Of course, Clay County making it into the final four of the state tournament last year, hoping to do similar, if not beyond that, this year. Minute 45 and ticking. Powell inside Fred Bowen, running free throw, no good. Rebound Thompson, put back good. Nice job by Brianna Thompson, the junior. She keeps Fred Bowen relevant here with a minute 35 left in the contest. An 8-point lead for Clay County. Fred Bowen going to have to come away with the basketball, and no Clay County points, though. 10-second call against Clay County. I don't know that Jenkins and Burchett felt the time, Thomas, and realized it was fixed to be called on them.
Yeah, I don't think so either, Daniel.
They didn't get across the timeline. Redbone with a chance to make this a two-possession contest. Minute 15 and ticking. Fleming out top. Now Massengill, three-pointer left wing. She missed everything. She's played so well tonight, but missed that one bad. Rebounded, though, by Powell. Powell has it taken away by Buford. Clay County back with the ball. Clay County dodges the bullet on that 10-second call. We've got 1 minute left in this one. Lady Dogs up, 53-45 over Redbone with the basketball. Riley Burchett has it. She's going to stand and make Redbone come defend her. Now she gives off to Hayes. Zoe has it knocked out of her hands by Massengill out of bounds.
You see that a lot late in games. You wouldn't think Burchett, as good as she is in the post, will be the person you want the ball in the hands out in the perimeter. But she handles the ball a lot for Clay County in these pressure-type situations.
And is probably the best free-throw shooter
right
on the team. That's right. But, yeah, she could play guard. If we needed her to, she could easily play a two or a three. Zoe Hayes at the line here. She was fouled on the inbound play. Going to be shooting two. Clay County in double bonus now. Hits the first, and Clay County has been excellent on free throws in this fourth quarter.
Yeah, made them all so far, Daniel.
Hayes hits the second one, and we've got a 10-point lead.
9 for 9 here down the stretch.
This one's all but done. 40 seconds and ticking. Fleming fires a three-pointer, no good. Rebound Abby Head, and you see Red Bullen back off now. Kind of conceding this one, perhaps. 30 seconds left. Clay County leading by 10. Red Bull not conceding anything yet. A pretty hard foul out of Massengill. Jenkins going to go around to shoot two. These teams did meet at Red Bull Springs back on December the 14th. And it was a tight one throughout that contest. Clay yep. County won it 45-40, and Clay County has won 11 straight in this series going back to 2016. But I tell you what, each time you meet Lacey Coulter's Red Lady Dogs, they get better and they get better. And these wins are coming harder and harder, Thomas, against Red Bull, and as Jenkins knocks down both of those free throws. And Clay
yeah.
County's perfect from the charity strap of the fourth.
Yeah, in both of these contests, Clay County has played from behind and had to come back and seal a victory, and they did it here with a huge second half, the Lady Bulldogs of Clay County have.
10 seconds and ticking. Burchett with it, feeding that she has in her hands as time's going to expire here. Buzzer sounds, 57-45, the final. An AP top 10 District 7A dandy between Redbone Springs and Clay County, a hard-fought contest, ends up with the Lady Dogs of Clay County, 57. The Lady Dogs of Redbone Springs, 45. Stay with us through a few ads, and we'll come back and do the Lady Dog wrap-up brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Haig Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Haig Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome to the Lady Dog Wrap-Up, brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee, and we just witnessed Clay County come from behind to win 57-45 here over Red Bull and Springs. And Kevin, this was a good game. Clay County trailed by one at the end of the first quarter and then got down by 9 points at intermission before tying it up, headed into the fourth. So Clay County, I thought, settled down in the second half and showed a lot of resiliency, and a lot of that came from methodical half-court offense like you called for at halftime and going into the paint.
Well, Red Bowling Springs was able to control the tempo in the first half. They wanted to play fast. They did, and they forced us to play fast. We had a lot of turnovers and just looked a little bit disjointed overall in the first half. But I believe they had Clay County had 19 points in the first half and 38 in the second half.
Right.
And the vast majority of those, I don't know if we scored outside the paint. It was all free throws and inside the paint, I believe.
It was, and it was set up in the half-court offense, of course, going to Bradley Burchett, but a lot of players stepped up and made big plays down the stretch. Only one three-pointer for Clay County all night, and it came in the first quarter.
And so I'm not sure I even remember that one.
Range or a pull-up jumper even in the second half for Clay County. And the hot shooting of Redbone Springs early on kept them in it, too.
They shot well from the outside in the early going, and it threw Clay County off balance. That and in the quick pace, we turned the ball over a lot, but in the second half, they just put on a clinic in terms of taking it inside. They time after time after time, and if they didn't make the shot, they got fouled and went to the free throw line and made it. So, and as you mentioned, it wasn't just the post players. The post players were hitting cutters coming through the lane, and it was a good clinic in what I'd call old-timey basketball,
right.
You know, not relying so much on the three-pointer in the second half by Clay County.
I agree. Down by 9 at the break. They tied it up by outscoring Red Bonus Rings 18-9 in the third quarter. And then went up, outdid them 20-8 down the stretch in the fourth period. Overall, outscored Red Bone Springs 38-17 in the second half. Got to credit Coach Matt Walker getting his team settled down at halftime and basically getting them focused.
Well, the sign of a good coach and a good team is being able to make adjustments in game, and the Lady Bulldogs from Clay County certainly did that tonight. They were just completely perfect, I believe, down the stretch from the free throw line. Maybe like 12 out of 12 or
you're right
something.
On it. 11 for 11 in the fourth quarter, shot 15 for 17 on the night. And Red Bone Springs had a good spread the wealth around. You know, we talk about Claire Fleming. She was held to 7 points tonight. Credit Zoe Hayes and Liza Jiggins and Hallie Buford and all those folks taking the leading score out of the game. But Bailey Maskell, 19 points. Chloe Powell, 13. Brianna Thompson, 4. And Kennedy Marshall, 2. For Clay County, Cherokee Upton had that only three-pointer in the first quarter. Madison Hayes came off the bench with 2 points. Zoe Hayes, 7. Eliza Jenkins, 8. Both Abby Head and Hallie Buford had 10 and were led by Bradley Birch at 16.
Good overall effort. There's no doubt of that. A lot of balance. You know, in the early going, Thomas, Red Bone and Springs out-hustled Salina. They got a lot of hustle rebounds and points and loose balls. And in the Lady Bulldogs, again, from too many Bulldogs here. And Georgia Bulldogs left over from last night. So,
yeah.
But Clay County upped its hustle game in the second half, settled down by the same token, and just put on a clinic of inside basketball and free throw shooting.
Well, again, Clay County wins this one 57-45. Kevin, thanks for joining us. I sure enjoyed it. We hope to have you back soon.
Pleasure. Maybe we can work that out. Enjoyed it, guys. Thank
right.
you.
This has been the Lady Dog Wrap-Up, brought to you by EcoPanels of Tennessee. Find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes. And you can do that at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. When you can find out about that business in Hermitage Springs. Echo Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Subway, for new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon and Bat Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what we do.
Echo Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
State Farm and local insurance agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Budget Pest Control. When Clay County wins, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough. The next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burke. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll preview tonight's boys matchup with legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play
best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue. With their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back here to the CarQuest pregame show. Time for the budget pest control boys 7A update. We'll go over the recent district action that's taken place so far in 2022. Red Bull Springs lost to Gordonsville 48-58 in boys action a week ago tonight. Gordonsville has been the most active team so far in the new year. As we just mentioned, they beat Red Bull Springs last Tuesday. Then on Sunday, 2 days ago, they lost to a strong Jackson County Blue Devils boys team, 56-68. The final on that one, Gordons will fall short. And last night, the Tigers beat Macon County 59-54. Gordons will 12-6 on the year, are idle tonight. Pickett County, the number one team in the state in the AP poll, their only action of the new year, they beat Clinton County, Kentucky for the first time in, I think, 8 years in a border war rivalry that those two teams have each year. Pickett County won that one, pretty whopping win, 53-32 a week ago tonight. Other boys' action in the district, Clark Range a week ago lost to Cumberland County. The Jets, a pretty strong team, 34-45 the score in that one. I think I've got that right. That could have been the girls' score. Coach Watson, on your picks this year, had a rough outing so far, a 3-4 start. I'm going to throw you a bone tonight. I'm going to let you pick between the 13-3 Pickett County Bobcats, who have traveled to the 2-14 Clark Range Buffaloes. Who do you like in that
one? Well, I think I'll take Pickett in that one.
That will probably get you back to 500
on
the
year. You're trying to make up to me. I know what you're trying to do.
I've given you some pretty tough ones thus far. The only other district game outside of that Pickett County Clark Range matchup fixed to happen right here in front of us. The Dogs, I think, the number 4 AP-ranked team in single-A basketball in the state, they're here at home, fixed to take on the 3-13 Red Bull and Springs Bulldogs. Current District 7A standings in the boys' side, Pickett County and Clay County both tied with 2-0 district records. Gordonsville sits third place with 2-1 in the conference. Clark Range, fourth place at 0-2, and Red Bull Springs, fifth place at 0-3. Boys 7A updates from brought to you by Budget Pest Control. They kill things for a living. We'll go ahead and wrap up this CarQuest pregame show with the full coverage final word. Our last thoughts before tip-off brought to you by Strong Strong Insurance. Thomas, we'll kick over to you. Make sure you cover it all just like their agency does.
Well, Daniel, my policy tonight is I think the Dogs just need to use this one to get back on the horse and get their legs under them. You know, I won't sugarcoat it. They're supposed to win, and they're supposed to win big tonight. But it's been a long time since they played, Coach, so I'm anxious to see how they come out. You'd have to think they'd be a little rusty. Tonight's a perfect chance trying to get everything greased back up for what's to come. Yeah, Gordesville and Pickett County
it's,
next.
It's been about a month since they played any, so, but then again, you know, we had a couple of rough games. I know Grant picked up a bone bruise, a little bit of a bone bruise up in Kentucky, so he you know, had a little time off to make sure that's okay. Took a real hard charge up there and didn't land real good, but they had some, we had a great, you know, great competition during Christmas. When, you know, we came out of it 50-50, but there was some great teams we were playing there. It wasn't any, you know, just go find you a Christmas tournament to win.
Absolutely.
We
found some competition to get better. Coaching this one tonight, you know, the teams met back on December 14th. Clay County won. Keaton Arms didn't play that night. Bryce Bailey didn't play that night. Kind of had a skeleton crew. Still 174-47. Give us one strong key to make sure that happens again tonight.
Well, just making sure we walk out in between them lines with a serious thought on our mind, that is. Beat Red Ball and get it over with, get it done, and just work hard and work yourself back into a bit of a game shape.
I agree 100%. Folks, that's been the Full Coverage Final Word brought to you by Shark and Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Salina today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. We'll go ahead and do the State Farm Boys starting lineups brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. The Redbone Springs Bulldogs, their head coach Andrew Mullinix. On the season, Redbone Springs 3-13 overall, and honestly, that's an improvement over last year where they did not win a contest. They have not won a district game. In 2 years, they're 0-3 so far in conference play to open up this season. Starting four, Redbone Springs. A sophomore number one, Chris Hackney. A sophomore number five, Colton Kupas. A senior number 20, Jordan Bohannon. A sophomore number 25, Nate Logan. And a sophomore number 34, Maxie Wilson. The Clay County Bulldogs, their head coach Rob Edwards, he's in his 22nd season overall here in Salina. 486 wins to 195 losses. This season, the defending Class A state champs have an 8-4 record. They are 2-0 in District 7A play. They are back at full health and full strength, meaning that their starting lineup tonight consists of junior number 3, Jimmy Burchett, junior number 13, Keaton Arms, senior number 2, Eli Smith, senior number 4, Jeff Spivey, and senior number 11, the defending Class A Mr. Basketball player, Grant Strong. Boys starting lineups have been brought to you by State Farm and local agent Andrew Long. Like a good neighbor, Andrew was there offering you auto, life, home, health, and more. Time for District 7A action here at Joe Sims Gym. Clay County, the home team, dressed in their white home jerseys, black numerals on, trimmed in gold. Redbone Springs, the visiting squad, they wear their gray travel uniforms, white numerals on those, trimmed in red, and I like that contrast better. We saw the ladies of Redbone have red numerals trimmed in white. They kind of bled into that gray. I can see the numbers better on those boys' jerseys.
Nice to have a contrast.
It certainly is. Clay County going to be shooting at the hoop to our left to start this first half of play. Redbone Springs going to be shooting at the hoop to our right. You're going to have to try the tip again. Neither player got a hand on it. And it's tossed again. Grant Strong controls the tip this time, knocks it over to Jeff Spivey. Spivey gives it back to Grant. Grant got to walk across the timeline and get things started here. Jimmy Burchett now out top. Jimmy drives right side of the lane. 8-foot jumper. No good off the glass. Rebound Redbone Springs. Bear with me as I relearn these Red Dogs going down the stretch. Hackney with it out top. He works against the Arms. Hands off now to Thompson. Thompson, I did not have him in the starting lineup. Made a mistake there. Three-pointer taken. Red Bull, no good. Rebound Spivey. Spivey hands off to Burchett. Jimmy gives off to Grant. Grant drives and a defensive foul call against Red Bull and Springs. And that young man appears to be hurt. Went to the floor and I'm afraid the back of his head hit the...
Yeah, I feel I heard it at some point it hit.
Yeah, took a pretty hard hit. The back of his head hit the floor. That was number 20, Jordan Bohannon. He gets up and pretty tough kid. If I'd have took that hit, I'd have went to the bench.
Yeah.
Clay Kenny going to inbound off the first foul of the contest here. Burgett with it out top. Jimmy is been a nice addition to the starting lineup.
Good Jeff shot by Jeff Favey.
Opening up hot, three-pointer left wing. Burchett, of course, taking the place this year of graduated senior from last year, Gunnar Silk. The only senior on last year's state championship squad. Thomas Clay County up 3-9 early. Nice to open things up with a made three-pointer for Spivey.
Yeah, it is. Set play right there. A little slip screen for Spivey out behind the arc, and he knocks it down in stride, as they say, Daniel. Just a smooth stroke from Spivey as Eli Smith is out just hounding the point guard for Redbone Springs.
Hackney with it. Gets away from Smith. Picked up now by Burchett. Hackney gives off to Bohanna. Back to Hackney. Smith now working against Copas. And Eli going to be called for the foul. We saw the girls' game be called fairly tight. So Eli is, we like to say, the best defender in the Upper Cumberland. And very similar to some of these great Bulldogs of the past, Eli can get right up in your grill without a lot of contact. But the way these officials are calling it, Eli going to have to back off just a touch of his usual tonight, maybe.
Yeah, you'll see him a lot of times when he picks up that call. He will, Daniel, once
smart.
He gets it one time.
Copas with it on the inbound, gives to Hackney. Hackney penetrates free throw line. Now to Thompson. Thompson with it. Smith denies access to him. Has to get back to Copas, who's defended by Strong. They kick outside.
Good move to the basket.
Carter. Was it Carter that made the bucket, 21?
Yes.
Zach Carter. A transfer, I believe, to this Red Bull program. Coach Edwards was telling me earlier. I remember he didn't know the name and knew the number 21, because the young man had his scored his number, 21, against Gordonsville, I think, in the last contest they had. So some good players on this Redbone Springs team, even though they're 3-13 overall. 3-2 the score. Clay County in front by one. Dogs with it. Keaton Arms inside.
Good
shot up good.
Back.
Armstrong in the paint. Improves it there. Putting the Dogs up 5-2. Carter with it across the timeline. Pulls up. Dishes off to Thompson. Layup good. Nice move by Red Bowling. They draw back with them 1-5-4. Clay County quickly the other way. Grant Strong with it. Drives inside. Left baseline jumper. Off the glass. No good. But Grant was fouled. Strong going to go to the line to shoot.
Look like they're going to run two defenders at him each time he gets the ball.
I think that's what they did at Red Bowling about a month ago. Strong on the season has shot a tremendous amount of free throws, and he's been very successful at it, even though he misses the first one here. Coming into tonight's contest, he had hit 107 of 136 attempts, good enough for 78% on the season. Missed the first one, as I said, but he hits the second one here tonight. And that's just tremendous to look at. As I mentioned, Strong, 136 attempts from the free throw line coming into tonight. The next highest number on the squad, 16 by Spivey. So Strong getting to the free throw line a tremendous amount, Thomas, this year.
Yeah, this puts so much pressure on the defense.
Defense for Jeff Spivey.
Yeah, talk about pressure. Spivey with the steal in the bucket.
Putting Clay County up 8-4. Redbone Springs beats the pressure this time. However, taken away. Burchett knocks it loose. Strong picks up the loose ball. And a defensive foul called again. Bohannon picks up his second. Bohannon trying to defend Strong. That's a hard thing to do. And quickly picks up two personal fouls in the first half of this first quarter. So Bohannon going to be taken out. We saw in girls action, Abby Head pick up three personals in the first. And they've got three on the board for Bohannon. I don't know if that's right or not. I may have missed one. Perhaps he has three personals as well. Redbone Springs loses the handle on the ball. Actually, Clay County lost the handle on the ball. Redbone takes back over. 8-4 the score. Black, purple, and gold Dogs up by four early in this one. Hackney with the basketball for Red Bowling. Crosses the timeline. Kicks over to Thompson. Thompson at left wing. Hands off to Carter. Carter works against Smith. Eli all over him. He has to give off to Copas. Copas drives against Spivey. Spivey going to be called for the reach-in foul. And that's one of those low-contact fouls that we see called.
Yeah.
Red Bowling to inbound. Hackney going to take care of those honors from the baseline. Works into Thompson. Spivey has other ideas, though. Jeff takes it away. Hands off to Arms. Keaton across the timeline. Gives up to Strong. Strong goes baseline. Backs out into the corner. Drives again. Dishes off to Burchett. Burchett to Smith. Eli can't hang on. Don't know that he ever actually got a touch on the ball. Goes out of bounds. Dribble and takes back over. Halfway through this first quarter, 4 minutes and ticking. Clay County 8, Redbone 4. When they met on December 14th, Redbone kind of refused to go away. Clay County built around a 20-point lead and maintained it for a long time. Redbone hung around to that mark. And a big triple made by Chris Agnew, making it a one-point contest, yeah. Coach.
Pretty competitive so far.
8-7. Clay County with 1 point advantage and a steal here. Spivey trying to feed inside to Strong, taken away by Carter. Red Bowen with an opportunity to go ahead of the fourth-ranked Bulldogs. We'll try to bring a final score from that big girls game from Clark Range between Pickett County and the Lady Buffaloes. If nothing else, just to please my own interest, I'm curious. 3:15 and ticking here. Red Bowen with the ball, three-pointer taken and missed. By Copas, rebound Spivey. Gives off to Burchett. Burchett tries to pass ahead to Strong. Pass stolen, though, by Carter. Inside to Copas. Shot missed. Rebound Keaton Arms. Smith now throws ahead to Strong. Pass stolen by Thompson. Clay County playing pretty sloppy here, Thomas. A lot of takeaways by Red Bowen, and they've got a two-point lead thanks to Copas, who hits it from the baseline, and Coach Edwards has seen enough. The 3-13 Red Dogs have come in and took a one-point lead, 9-8, in the 2:46 mark of this first quarter. Timeout taken.
Looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
This is Dan.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County trails 9-8 to Red Bowling Springs, 2:46 to go here in the first quarter. And Red Bowling has come out hot here, and Clay County just can't hardly find a bucket. Just by me is leading the Black and Gold Bulldogs with 5 points here early.
Coach, thoughts early in this one?
Yeah, like I said, you're going to run two people at him.
Strong with it. 15-foot jumper, good. Clay County back in front, 10-9. Red Bowling comes down. Carter misses the layup. Rebound Strong. Grant with it, top of the key. Looks like the Pickett County Lady Bobcats went into the range tonight, knocked off the Lady Buffaloes. A huge win for them. Eli Smith, three-pointer, right corner, in and out, no good. Had a good look at it. It's a good shot. Just didn't have the right roll. Carter with the rebound for Red Bowling. Clay County up 10-9. Red Dogs with the ball trying to take back over the lead. Hackney, left wing, hands off to Copas. Copas drives inside, picks up the dribble, kicks to Thompson. Thompson baseline drive, kicks across the paint to a teammate. Ball taken away. He tried to feed it to Maxie Wilson. Ball was knocked out of bounds by Clay County. Redbone going to inbound. Big win for head coach Brent Smith and the Lady Bobcats there.
Yeah, I think so, Daniel. And the parity is just so close here in this girls' league in District 7A. And, you know, anybody can come out on top, especially you get into the conference tournament.
Absolutely. Redbone on the inbound here, Hackney out top. Red Dogs looking for a good shot. Thompson inside, running layup, no good. Rebound Grant Strong. Strong with it. Comes across the timeline, dribbles behind the back, works against Thompson, jump shot left elbow, no good, rebound Wilson. Wilson kicks off to Copas, and with a minute 15 left here in this first quarter, it's Clay County 10, Red Bull 9. And this is the thing, you know, I talked about it last time we played Red Bull, and this is not a bad Red Bull and Springs basketball team. Now, they've got a 3-13 record. They've been unable to win a lot of contests. But they're good-looking team. They work well together. They're not a bad basketball team.
Yeah, they're very capable, Daniel, and they're sending four and five players at Grant Strong every time he's got the ball. And he's done a good job giving it up early. And now he takes it to the hoop and gets fouled, Daniel. Headed back to the line.
Going
to
shoot two. Foul was against Hackney. Strong one of one from the line so far tonight. First one's away and good. Bryce Bailey, John Hamilton, and Andrew Smith checking in. Checking out are Keaton Arms, Eli Smith, and Jimmy Virgit. 52 seconds left in this first quarter. Bit of a breather for those three starters. Second attempt's away by Grant, also good. 12-9. Strong, obviously, leading this Bulldog squad in scoring. Coming into tonight's contest, averaging 36 points a game during his senior campaign. Tyreek Key-like numbers. Kopas on the post play for Red Bull and Springs gets the bucket and draws the foul. So he could draw Red Bull into a 12-12 tie here if he can complete the three-point play the old-fashioned way going to the line here.
You're talking about the Red Dogs, you know, they are capable, Daniel, no doubt. Kopas, Hackney with a three already. Thompson can cut and drive, and we saw what Zach Carter can also do. So, you know, not a bad team, as you say. Clay County definitely a step above, but they're going to have to play like it.
Absolutely. Free throw was no good for Red Bull and pulled down by Grant Strong. Clay County in the front court, 17 seconds. Andrew Smith, three-pointer left wing. Good.
Bank it right home.
15-11. Nice shot by the sophomore, giving Clay County their biggest lead of the night, I believe. 4 points. Red Bull with the ball. Carter inside. A little touch shot off the glass and the buzzer. No good. First quarter ends here. Clay County 15. Red Bull 11. At the end of one.
We nearly picked the cheerleader off with that
shot. Verizon Sports Network here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue. Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue. With their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters. All served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County leads 15-11 after one quarter of play over Red Bull and Springs. For Clay County, both Grant Strong and Jeff Spivey have 5 points apiece to lead the Dogs.
Kind of a slow start in this one, however, you know, on course for 60. So I'm still going to continue to brag on Red Bull. You know, I just think they're a better team than a lot of folks give them credit for. They do have the ball here to open up this second quarter. Thompson with it, right wing, defended by Andrew Smith. He stayed in throughout the quarter exchange. On the floor, joining Andrew Smith are Keaton Arms, Grant Strong, Bryce Bailey, and Jimmy Virchett. Thompson with it, left wing. Kicks over to Hackney, three-pointer from right wing, good. And much like the Red Bull and ladies, if we see the Red Dogs shoot from behind the arc that well, they're going to hang around in this one, as they are so far. 15-14 the score. Clay County with the advantage and the basketball. Virgit with it. Go ahead.
A little zone action out of Red Bull Springs here. Coach Edwards puts Strong on the baseline.
Virgit thought about a three-pointer. Gathering his feet, though, was a little too much, and they call a travel on him. Spivey and Smith checking back in for Clay County, so we're started to say we're back to the original starters. However, it's Grant Strong who's going to come out and get a bit of a breather. Seldom to see Clay County playing without Strong on the floor. He's averaging 28 minutes a contest, so about 4 minutes of a game collectively does Grant spend over on the bench. Foul call on the floor against Clay County. Smith picks up his second personal, so we may have to see Eli do some setting here early, depending on how quickly he picks up the third. 15-14 the score. Clay County up by one. Red Bull with the ball, though. They work it into Copas at left wing. Now Hackney out top. Hackney uses a Maxie Wilson screen to work to the left and gives it back up to Carter. Don't have a class on Carter, but I think he may be a senior. Appears to be a pretty mature kid. Back in the hands of Hackney out top, defended by Bailey. Now Thompson right wing. They want to work inside to Copas. Nice defense by Spivey, though. Does not allow them to do that. And they have to reset the offense out top. It's a good defense, Coach, by the Dogs.
They're not in any hurry to get started, are they?
No, they're thrilled at this point to be
they like this pace.
Just down 1 point. Timeout going to be taken. A 30-second ride to you by head coach Andrew Mullen at 6-11 mark second quarter. Clay County 15, Red Bull 14.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Back here live, Thomas. Back here live, second quarter action, Thomas. I guess you could call it a slow start. I don't know. I call it a good start. Rebel Owens, but I call it.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
not a lot of action going on, is there?
Yeah, 6 minutes left here.
A little bit of defensive work
in the first half, you know, and Clay County just not got it rolling yet. They haven't scored in this second quarter. You know, only a 1 3-pointer for Red Bull and Springs early on so far. So still a lot of time left in the half for Clay County to get it rolling.
Absolutely. And what you see Red Bull doing right now, just a bit of a ball control deal. They're not just holding it or nothing, but they're just taking their time, up time.
Well, this is a Clay County defense, Daniel. I mean, we're talking about dribble drives and ball screens and there's nowhere for them to go. They just can't get a shot off, as you just saw there. They created a turnover with the walk as Arms and Burchett converge right there. So it's more about the Clay County defense causing the time of possession.
You're 100% right. Red Bull not wanting to force anything, and Clay County not giving them nothing easy. 5.5 minute mark, second quarter. Clay County back with possession of the ball. Spivey right wing. Burchett out top. Back to Jeff. Grant Strong right corner. Long two-pointer baseline shot good. One of those patented Grant Strong jump shots. Takes a strong step forward, creates separation from the defender, puts on the brakes, and pulls the trigger. Carter with it for Red Bowen. Clay County in front, 17-14. Red Bowen trying to hang tight here. Carter gives off to Hackney out top. He's working against Burchett. Likes the setup. Gets inside, dishes to Wilson. Wilson shot no good. Rebound Jimmy Burchett. Jimmy across the timeline. Hands off to Grant, top of the key. Grant now pulls up at left elbow, gets to Bailey. Bailey shot from the baseline, good.
Good cutting by Bailey to get to open.
It was, and good vision by Strong. Seeing him and getting the assist, the steal by Grant Strong. One-on-one against Copas to the hoop. Shots up, no good, but a foul call. Grant going to go to the line to shoot two. Strong with such great ball control. When defenders come at him, he's able to get it away from them in so many different ways, you know. Just a tremendous pleasure to watch him work.
Yeah, and you're right. He can score just about any way you can draw it up.
Good body control once he gets up in the air.
Right. Strong good on the first free throw. Second one's away. No good. Rebound Red Bull. Clay County now with a 6-point lead. Their biggest of the night, 20-14. Bit of pressure here in the backcourt by Bailey and Spivey creates trouble for the Dogs, but they beat it. Carter, though, misses the wide-open layup. Strong comes up with a rebound, and Zach Carter would like to have that one back. Strong jump shot, right elbow, no good. Rebound Hackney, and very similar to the Red Lady Dogs, one thing that this Red Bull squad does well is play hard. Just so physical, such great hustlers, you know.
Yeah, I agree with you, Daniel. And even when they get down, the effort's always there.
Carter, three-pointer, left wing. Back to a single possession game, 2017. Clay County in front with the ball. Spivey going to be fouled on the baseline running jump shot. Jeff going to go to the line to shoot the free throws. As I mentioned earlier, coming into tonight's contest, Jeff only 16 attempts from the charity stripe on the season. However, listen to this number. He's hit 14 of the 16. Good enough for 87.5% on the season, the highest percentage on the squad of anybody that's had more than four or five attempts anyway.
He just needs to get there more often.
Sure, he does. Knocks the front end of that one down, making it a four-point game, 21-17. And that's the thing about Jeff. He's always been a great set shooter. You know, when he gets his feet set and gets a look at it, he seldom misses, whether it's from the three-point range or the free-throw range. So on those free throws, when it's literally a free shot at it, he's very good at them. Knocks both of them down. Spivey steals it on the inbound. Shot up good. Spivey now getting close to double digits on the down. I think he's got eight, perhaps. Thomas will correct me if I'm wrong in a minute.
Add one more, Daniel. He's up to nine.
All right. 3:29 mark. Red Bull going to try the inbound again after Spivey swats it away. And his great length there. Coach Edwards likes to use him to nine the inbound pass. He does such a good job of it. Red Bowen finally gets the ball down the court. Three-pointer no good. Strong rebound comes the other way. Grant's three-pointer no good. Rebound Maxie Wilson. Wilson dishes off to Hackney. And sophomore Chris Hackney going to come down. Not a tremendous amount of seniors on this Red Bowen team. Strong comes up with a steal. Going to be a one-on-one between him and Carter. Strong to the hoop and scores. Bit of a contact there by Carter. No whistle, though. Clay County up by nine. Biggest lead of the contest for them, 26-17. Hackney the other way. Penetrates the paint, circles back out. 2:35 and ticking, second quarter. So we see a bit of a pull away here, Coach, as Grant Strong steals another. He's going to finish this time with a layup, and they call a foul. And I even questioned that one a little. Hackney didn't get much contact, but Grant going to go to the line to try to complete the three-point play. And so, Coach, we see here during this second quarter stretch, Clay County's starting to flex muscle.
Yes. I mean, they've kind of come alive a little bit. We started putting a little pressure on them and made them pick the pace of the game up a little bit.
Timeout taken here by Red Bull and Springs. 2:29 left. Strong going to be at the line to shoot a free throw when we come back. Clay County up by 11, 28-17.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Back here live from Joe Sims Gym. Clay County leading by 11. Grant Strong at the line to shoot a free throw, trying to complete the three-point play and extend the lead to 12. Shots up by Grant. Too strong off the back of the iron. Rebound Maxie Wilson. Wilson hands off to Thompson. Thompson at left wing. Kicks to Copas in the corner. He's defended by Burchett. On the floor for Clay County right now, Jimmy Burchett, Keaton Arms, John Hamilton, Grant Strong, and Jeff Spivey. Eli Smith getting a breather over on the sideline. Hackney out top. Gives off to Carter. Red Bullin with a slow pace here. As Thomas mentioned, Clay County, I think, running a 2-3 zone maybe and taking away the drive completely. Thomas, you were wanting to jump all, but
yeah,
it's a foul call instead.
Yeah, second time tonight, Jeff
Spivey. Well, we've had a couple of those tonight.
Yeah.
Where we've actually had the ball.
Right, reaches in with his hands and controls the ball, but he's getting the reach-in foul. I just don't see it, Daniel.
Well, this particular crew has their own unique style, and it sometimes differs from some of the other crews we have. Copa's going to go to the line to shoot free throws. Foul was called against Grant Strong, his second personal in the contest. And, you know, another credit to Grant in that regard, we don't a lot of times talk about him defensively, but he seldom gets in foul trouble. Does a nice job of playing it clean, you know.
That was a terrible call.
Right.
I mean, I think most of the contact initiated by the offensive player. And
Copas at the line, hit the first, missed the second. 28-18 the score. State County with a 10-point advantage. On the floor now for the Dogs is Jimmy Burchett, who's got it out top. Joining him, Bryce Bailey, Andrew Smith, Keaton Arms, and John Hamilton. Pass stolen by Thompson. Thompson has it taken back away by Burchett. Jimmy, as quick as they come, he kicks over to Andrew Smith. Andrew already hit a three-pointer tonight. Maybe he'll pull the trigger on another. He's got it at the left wing. Dishes inside the arms. Power dribble. Spin move in the paint.
Good
shot
move,
good.
Good move by Keaton.
Keaton, one of those guys that capable, we've said it before, capable of scoring a lot of points on any given night. If we chose to run things through the post, arms would hurt a lot of folks. There's another bucket for Ebon Springs. I'm going to give it to Hackney. I think it was him on the bucket. Still a 10-point game, 30-20. 56.3 seconds on this clock as we see freshman Nate Adams and sophomore Wyatt Browning checking in for the first time in the contest. Getting close to halftime here.
You see Red Bone Springs content to stay in this matchup zone, Daniel. Actually, they've gone back to man on this position, but before they've been in a zone.
Well, right now you don't see Strong on the floor, so I guess maybe that's why they came out of it. Arms to the hoop, misses the shot from right block. Rebound Red Boylan, 35 seconds and ticking here. In the second quarter, Copas inside, 8-foot jumper, no good. Rebound Jimmy Burchett. Burchett, full head of steam across the timeline. Sets up at right wing, hands off to Bailey. Now arms out top, Keaton looks to the scoreboard, checks the clock, sees it's at 20 seconds. Gives back to Bryce Bailey. Now Jimmy Burchett out top. Coach Edwards sends in the play he wants him to execute. Nate Adams with it. Nate going to drive to the free throw line, take the jump shot, falls short off the hands of Browning, who tried to rebound it. And with 3.7 seconds, Red Bowen an opportunity to score before the second quarter expires. Inbounded to Hackney. Hackney quickly crosses the timeline. Long three-pointer up. No good. A little too strong up the back of the glass. Second quarter has reached its conclusion, and we're at the half. Clay County 30, Red Bowen 20.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repairs.
Bay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Futureproof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute. This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here in Salina, where Clay County leads Red Bowling Springs 30-20 here at the break. Clay County went up 15-11 at the end of the first quarter and then outscored Red Bowling 15-9 in the second stanza to take this 10-point halftime lead. Leading Red Bowling Springs is Chris Hackney. He's made 2 threes and has 8 points at the break. Zach Carter and Colton Copas both have 5 each, and Riley Thompson has a bucket for 2 for Clay County. Andrew Smith made a 3 for 3 points. Bryce Bailey has 2. Keaton Arms, 4. Jeff Spivey has 9. And Grant Strong, 12 first-half points to lead Clay County. Again, the Black and Gold Bulldogs lead the Red Dogs 30-20 here at halftime. Stay with us for more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution to tackle projects of any size.
Back here live on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. Clay County up 30-20 here at the break against a very scrappy Ribbon Springs dog team who they've earned my respect. I thought they played good the first time that we played them, and they're playing well again tonight. Going to go ahead at this moment and do the Subway Trivia Challenge brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and check out their newly renovated restaurant on the bypass in Salina to enjoy their favorite sandwiches, because at Subway, fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. If you think you know the answer, please text it to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. So here's tonight's Subway Trivia Challenge question. What 2016 Clay County High School graduate holds the single game assist record against Red Bull and Springs with 9? So you're thinking probably a guard here, and you know that they were a senior in 2016. So I'll repeat it one more time. What 2016 Clay County High School graduate Bulldog holds the single game assist record against Red Bull and Springs with 9? So, gauging on that year, probably a lot of those assists would have came to a good post player in White Mabry, an excellent junior guard in Tyreek Key. So, this young man, a good passer that had some good scores to dish it off to. So, if you think you know the answer there, please text in any responses to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004 to win a Subway certificate and a Horizon Sports Network sticker. Coach Watson? Clay County up by 10, don't really feel threatened at this point necessarily in the contest, but just don't look real crisp right now. It's part of that coming into the mentality of it, thinking, okay, we're, you know, it's Red Bull.
Yeah, we got to show up.
Did that kind of thing, or what's your thought?
I think sluggish, you know, with a whole lot from being off for a long time. You know, there's nothing that duplicates actual playing, especially this time of the year.
It's been 2 weeks, 13 days, I think, maybe, since this Bulldog team has seen the floor and had some snow, had some other things, and they hadn't been at school consistently.
Right.
We was out four
right.
days last week,
right.
so I'm making excuses, but
right.
these things
yeah.
affect them, do they not?
Yeah, you know, but sometimes, you know, it's kind of the personality of the team. I can remember a few times during Christmas when I would just tell the guys, hey, guys, go home. Let's knock off. I don't even want you down there playing half court for a week. Mm-hmm. Let's just knock off and go. Sometimes that helps, but we never did really get into the swing the first half. We would, up until the Christmas tournament, we didn't have our entire team, and we didn't have all of them then. So,
right.
you know, it's been a kind of patchwork to get a starting five and subs and get a rotation of any kind.
We do have one response to that trivia question coming from my aunt, a loyal listener of ours, Debbie Jones, and also a proud sponsor through Jones Truck, and she guesses Peyton Smith, the assist leader. That is an outstanding guess. Peyton would have been a junior on this squad. However, that is incorrect. So it's somebody who was 1 year ahead of Peyton. So still waiting on the correct one there. Ain't Debbie, feel free to try again. Just because the first guess was wrong didn't exclude you from another attempt. So we're ready to get this third quarter started. Now, we saw a huge third quarter out of the Clay County Lady Bulldogs in the girls' contest. Hopefully the dogs will see that same thing. Really saw Coach Matt Walker's squad pull away and establish some momentum there and built a lead that I don't think they ever relinquished going through that fourth quarter. So as the team switch ends of the floor and Clay County shoots at the hoop to our right and Red Bull and Springs the hoop to our left, hopefully that same thing will happen here in boys' action.
Yeah, I think you're going to see a little bit better intensity for Clay County right here. They had it on the defensive end, don't get me wrong. Sometimes it just takes a shot or two going in, get the momentum rolling. Again, Clay County's leading by 10, you know, comfortable lead in a game like this. But the intensity on both ends of the court, I think Coach Edwards would love to see improve just a little bit here in the third quarter.
No doubt, no doubt. Yes, that's true. They hadn't returned yet. The players are out on the floor, but no officials. Hopefully they hadn't run into any kind of trouble. Here they come. Coach Edwards, in his 22nd year here, obviously he has met Red Bull and Springs several times, and yeah, he did. He had to go get them. Clay County's won 9 straight in this series. Going back to 2018, Coach Edwards has met Red Bull and Springs 49 prior times, has a 36-13 record against the Red Dogs. He's played them 23 times here in Joe Sims Gym. He is 17-6 against them in this building. Clay County with the basketball to start the quarter. Eli Smith out top, swings to Burchett at left wing. Now back across to Spivey. Jeff, a three-pointer, knocks it down. Sure did. Had the first bucket of the contest. A three-pointer from left wing. He has the first bucket of the third quarter. A three-pointer from right wing, putting him into double digits now. Had 9 in the break. A steal, a strong dunk opportunity coming if he chooses. And he's going to be fouled. Grant going to go to the line there. You hate to see that contact coming from behind Coach Watson, a player. Whether it's a dunk or a layup, you know, they're in the air. Contact comes from behind. Fortunately, it was safe, but... Right.
Yeah, he's hustling down court. It wasn't anything malicious, but you're right. When you're in the air,
Right. There's a difference in trying to block the shot and just running into the body. But either way, Strong hits them both, so he gets the bucket. 7:23 and ticking, third quarter. Whistles blow. Timeout taken by Andrew Mullins. Third time out of the contest for Red Bowling. 7:21 mark, third quarter. Clay County 35, Red Bowling 20.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated car parts store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, 7:15 mark, third quarter, 35-20, Clay County up front. Now you're off.
Oh, the red off now.
Yeah.
So all right.
The green one, for whatever reason, the green light doesn't matter, and the red one does.
Okay.
We're talking about Coach Watson's mic. It's a little finicky sometimes. 7 minutes and ticking here, third quarter, Red Bull on the inbound. Hackney with it out top. Very similar to the last contest. Clay County has built a lead here, 15 points. Red Bull kind of refuses to go away. I love the way they play. Arms pulls down a rebound.
Good passing. Good pass by Jimmy.
Burchett, a touch pass across the paint to Strong, who finishes it. Grant adds two more. Full court pressure now by Clay County. Creates a turnover. Arms with it, gives to Strong. Strong to Spivey. Spivey scores.
Good assist.
Now Clay County wanting to build some momentum using this trap in the backcourt, trying to create momentum. Carter beats the pressure this time, gives the Bohannon jump shot good. Red Bowling Springs with a nice transition bucket. 17 points the lead for Clay County. 39-22. Strong, long three-pointer. I'm going to call a 24-footer, 25-footer. knocks it down 42-22, and just like that, Clay County up by 20. Strong steals another three-pointer up. No good. Kept alive by Spivey. Loose ball grabbed away by Thompson, though. Thompson passes ahead to Bohannon. Bohannon into the paint to Copas. Reverse layup good. Nice move by Colton Copas. Burchett now, top of the key. Remember, we still don't have an answer to our trivia question. I'm going to repeat it one more time while Clay County's got the ball. Thomas will update us if they score. Trivia question was, by Subway, what 2016 Clay County High School graduate holds the single game assist record against
Great passing, great passing.
With 9 assists.
From Eli to Burchett for 2 points.
Jimmy adding the bucket, as Coach Watson mentioned there. Hackney comes down, misses the jump shot. Burchett back with the rebound. Passes ahead to Spivey. Three-pointer right wing. No good. Rebounded by Hackney. Hackney now into the front court. Want 2016 Clay County High School graduate holds the single-game assist record against Dearborn Springs with 9. A three-pointer taken and hit by Carter. If you think you know the answer to that Subway Trivia Challenge question, send the response in via text message to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Eli Smith going to go to the free throw line. He was fouled. Hackney called for the personal. Looking at season totals provided by Coach Mettis, we see that Eli Smith is 2 of 2 on the season from free throw. His third attempt of the year up and away and also good. So technically Eli and his brother Andrew Smith, both 100% free throw shooters on the season. Andrew 1 of 1 on the year through these first 12 contests. And as I mentioned, Eli currently 3 of 3 with his fourth attempt of the season coming. It's away and also good. 46-27 now the lead for Clay County, 19 points. We have a correct answer. Kelly Spivey, father of Jeff Spivey, sends in the answer. John Wayne Browning, correct there on that. So Kelly wins a Subway 6-inch free certificate and a Horizon Sports Network sticker brought to him courtesy of local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and check out their newly renovated restaurant on the bypass in Salina. Somebody else responded, John Wayne Browning as well. Just a little late, though, on their response. Kelly Spivey already awarded the certificate with the correct answer. Still try to open that up and see who that was that sent the message. And they just sent in the answer. Didn't say who they were. So congratulations there. Grant Strong at the line to shoot free throws. Thomas, what got him there?
Yeah, made a layup and took the harm, completed the three-point play, Daniel.
49-27 now the score. 22 points to lead for Clay County. Bohannon comes down, misses a free throw, rebounded by Grant Strong. Strong into the front court. Crosses up Bohannon, gets to the hoop and scores. Grant now starting to steadily build on his tally. He's got to be up close to around 20. Red Bull and beats the Clay County pressure. Hackney across the timeline. Crossover moving the paint. Score is good there by Hackney. So Coach Watson, same thing as last time. 20 points right now the lead for Clay County. Actually call it, I can't do my math. 22 points the lead. But Red Bull continuing to hover here at this 20-point deficit. White Browning working hard in the paint. The big man, the sophomore, White Browning.
Good rebound and put back.
It was. 53-29 now. Clay County in front.
You know, we called for it coming out in this third quarter, and you see the difference from these Clay County Bulldogs. You know, Coach Edwards has got them fired up at halftime, and just the intensity coming out is at a whole nother level.
Yeah, we've talked about that a lot over our 5 years of broadcasting. When you know you're facing somebody that's an inferior opponent to you, and if you've been listening, you know the respect we have for Red Bull. But at the end of the day, this is a game Clay County's going to win on paper 99 times out of 100. So kind of hard to get up for those games. You know, it is. That's all there is to it. You know, whether you're broadcasting or playing or coaching or whatever.
Right.
A lot of times you're watching a ball game like this, we're pressing them. They'll beat our press one out of every four times. The whole, they go crazy. You know, you look up, they beat it once and we scored four buckets.
That's right. That's right. And that's how we built this 24-point lead, 53-29 right now. Strong with it out top on the inbound. Grant works to the left, weaves into the paint, 10-foot jumper. Too strong up the back of that three by Bryce Bailey. Bailey tries to go back up. It was stripped of the ball, though. Goes out of bounds off of Red Bull, and Clay Kennedy will inbound. Grant Strong going to do that from around baseline.
You know, going back to that guess by Kelly Spivey there of John Wayne Browning, you know, what a great player John Wayne was. And that just goes back to this team. You know, it takes a full team. That 2016 squad was a great team.
State tournament team.
A lot because of John Wayne Browning and his assists and the dirty work that he did. And, you know, just think back through times and all those players like John Wayne Browning that's meant so much.
Absolutely.
To Clay County basketball.
You know, John Wayne, one of those guys, you know, he never scored a ton of points, but he never took a ton of shots.
Right.
If you look at his percentage, I guarantee his field goal percentage was good.
Mm-hmm.
But such a smart player, a great young man, and glad to talk about him here for a minute. Never got to broadcast him. We had not started the Horizon Sports Network yet. And kind of regret that, but glad to talk about him on here. Three-pointer, no good, Red Bull, rebound in the arms. Keaton passes ahead to Strong. Strong in the paint. Defensive foul going to be called on Bohannon. And Bohannon picks up his fourth personal, all coming in the same fashion, trying to cut off Grant Strong. And honestly, I've seen some officials that would call some of those four fouls charges against Strong, but Bohannon's still moving his feet there. Good defensive effort, though.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, good hustle by Bohannon, but, you know, pretty much you're not going to get that call unless you lower the shoulder or extend the arm, and Strong is doing neither one. He's just trying to beat him to the spot. He's really not getting there in time.
He's not. He's working hard to do it, though, and I think he has fouled out of the contest.
Bryce Bailey for three.
Bailey knocking it down. His first points of the night. Thompson with it. Passes ahead to Carter. Carter gives back to Thompson. Clay County up big. I apologize. I can't give the score in a bit. I've kind of wondered in my broadcasting and talking here. 56-29 the score. Clay County with a commanding 27-point lead. Carter with it. Works against arms. Spinner in the paint. Good. That's a nice fadeaway baseline jump shot.
Great job.
Burgett with it. Gives to Spivey. Baseline drive, no good. Rebound arms. Put back. Ooh, going to be called for the travel. As we mentioned, first time in about 2 weeks that Clay County has seen action. Their next action will be this coming Friday night in a tough district matchup down at Gordonsville against head coach Greg Bibb and the Tigers. Keaton Arms steals it away from Ribbon Springs. Keaton, full head of steam, comes the other way into the paint. Crossover move, good. Arms scores.
Blazing speed. great move. Great body control. It was. It's a good shot.
Inbound knocked away by Bailey. Ribbon going to try it again. And you're right, Coach. You mentioned it earlier. Clay County in this third quarter has done a nice job with that full court pressure, denying inbound passes.
Speeding up the process of the game and making them do things. You know, they scored a few easy buckets. But we scored a whole bunch.
Yeah. Our lead has grown throughout this dominant third quarter. It sets at 27 points, the differential right now, 58-31. 30 seconds left in this third frame. Foul call on the floor against Clay County.
We don't see many 28-point quarters, and that's what Clay County has scored so far here in the third.
Wow. Had 15 in the first, 15 in the second, and then 28 in the third. So basically in this one quarter, he scored what they did in the first half. Copas with it, drives inside. Nice move by him. Too strong on the shot, rebound arms. That went past the head of his classmate, Jimmy Burchett. Jimmy going to score. Very
took it to the opposite side, protected the ball with the basket. Good job.
Those two kind of hooking up as they do in football, quarterback to wide receiver. That's basically what that play was. Full court pass ahead. Foul going to be called against, I suppose, Eli Smith here with 2 seconds left. Eli picks up his third personal. Picked up two of those very early in the contest and has played a good, clean defensive game since then. Inbound play, full court desperation. Three-pointer no good for Red Bull. End of the third quarter. It's Clay County 60, Red Bull Springs 31.
For the better part of a century, One local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
When there are just seconds to go, and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Back here live, fourth quarter action.
Clay County with a 30-point third quarter there, Daniel, to take this commanding 29-point lead. Two in high double figures. Grant Strong lead the way with 22. Jeff Spivey, 14 tonight.
Red Bullen with the ball in this fourth and final quarter. Just a huge third quarter. Huge third quarter. Carter with it inside. Dishes off to Wilson. Foul call prior to the pass, though. Red Bull going to inbound. 7:36 mark of this fourth quarter. As I was mentioning before, Clay County Gordonsville this Friday night will be there at Gordonsville to call that action. Maxie Wilson shot on the inbound, no good rebound. Keaton arms ahead to Burchett. Jimmy now into the paint, all the way to the hoop. Has it knocked away by Carter. Thompson comes up with a loose ball. Eli Smith called for his fourth personal. Yeah, head coach Greg Biff got a strong squad down there. Looking back at the budget pest control update, we see that on the season, Gordonsville are 12-16. They've lost to some good basketball teams. Well coached. I think got a transfer kid in down there. Coach Bibb has been in place long enough at Gordonsville now to kind of establish his culture there in that program. And that's not going to be an easy game Friday night, guys.
Well, it never is. If you look back through the years, it's usually a really tight game at the half. Clay County usually comes out and does something like this. Grant Strong fixing to throw it down.
Throws it down. It all started with Keaton Arms stealing it. Passed it ahead after he took it away to Strong. Strong finished it with authority there. Shook the whole backboard. 62-31, and Coach Edwards has seen enough of his starting crew. He's going to send in Andrew Smith, Bryce Bailey, and Wyatt Brown in here, probably soon to be joined by others. Strong going to come out. All five of them going to come out. Going to see Nate Adams and Hamilton. Probably those
good
starters
job, guys.
Down for the night. Grant Strong, Keaton Arms, Jeff Spivey, Jimmy Burchett, and Eli Smith coming out for the final time tonight, I'm sure.
Unless they have a tremendous turnaround here.
Yeah. On the floor right now for the Dogs and Coach Edwards, Wyatt Brown, and who just pulled down a rebound, Eli Smith, actually Andrew Smith, I'm sorry, Nate Adams, Bryce Bailey, and John Hamilton. Nick Carter takes it back away from Browning, lays it in for two. Coach Edwards wants a timeout, going to talk to his new reserves here. We'll go ahead and play at least one half. Here on the Horizon Sports Network, 6:33 mark, fourth quarter. Clay County up big, 62-33.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Clay County with the basketball coming out of this timeout. Freshman Nate Adams got it out top. Nate, named to the All-State team. Was that the coaches yeah. Told All-State team in football? I think named as an athlete rather than a given position, and well-deserved. Good season he had.
He, along with Alec Kerr, is a two-time winner of that, heading into his senior year this year.
And we won't get off and talk about it right now, but in case you don't know, I'm going to call him a long time because 4 years recently has been a long time. Four-year head coach Jack Johnson deciding to give up his post as the head coach of Clay County football after a four-year stint. Very successful, very tremendous. I'm going to miss him. Has become a personal friend of mine, and I don't know what his plans are in the future, but just wanted to kind of get out of the head coaching role of coaching and wish him luck. Whatever he does, he's still on staff here at Clay County High School, but has decided to step down from that position. So Clay County football program, with a tremendous amount of talented seniors coming back next year, going to have a new head coach. We'll have to find out who that's going to be, I'm sure, here pretty soon over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, going to miss Coach Johnson. What a tremendous job he's done. And, got a new member of the family. I think he's just looking to step back and take a little more time with his family and things of that nature. You know, it's hard to be a head coach.
Bryce Bailey knocking down a triple.
Nice pass from Adams to get the ball to him.
Absolutely. And you're right, Thomas. You know, had a daughter, his second daughter, that was born right at the start of football season in August. And there he goes into a three-month period of 6 days a week away from home for 12 hours a day, and that's just tough. So probably making a good decision there, putting the right priorities in the right place and taking care of his family there. Back to basketball action. We could easily get off on football, could we not? That's just the way we're geared. But Clay County with a commanding lead. That's what allowed us to venture a little bit in our talk there. 65-33, a 32-point lead here for the AP fourth-ranked Dogs. And nice to see, Coach, these younger guys getting some time, as I think it was Hackney adding two more points for Ed Bowman. And that really helps develop these younger guys to get a lot of minutes.
Yes, it does.
Andrew Smith fires a three-pointer. He hit one earlier. That was no good. Rebound Browning. Browning to Hamilton. Hamilton shot from right block. No good. Wilson with the rebound for Ed Bowman. 4:15 and ticking here in this fourth quarter. So this is a good game for Clay County to get settled back in. Hadn't played since the week after Christmas. Bailey with a steal. He's going to add two more with an easy layup. Bryce Bailey, a junior, a great player, developing more. Hadn't seen a ton of him over the years, but he's going to be a big part of this team with guard depth headed down the stretch, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's one of the necessities that we've got to have.
He's a good-sized kid, over 6 foot tall, has good wingspan, and not as long as strong or spivey, but, compared to most kids, he's a good-sized kid. Hagney adds two more for Ed Bowman. Andrew Smith now, the sophomore guard at left wing. Another great young player for Coach Edwards. Feeds inside to White. Browning, his classmate. White puts it up left block. No good.
We've got a couple of them around.
He
come
has.
Out,
something there. You saw out of White there was some touch. Had a nice touch on that shot. And if I'm not mistaken, his mom, Angie Browning, was a great basketball player during her time, Thomas.
She was.
Mm-hmm. Now, Jason may have been, too. No, his dad, our current road commissioner. I know that his mother was, though. I've heard people talk about it. Red Bowen with the basketball here. Wilson, left wing. Picks up the dribble at left elbow. Kicks across to Hackney. 2.5 minutes left in this one. Official timeout. Hackney's shoe untied. We're going to let him relace it and get back to action here. Lance Burchett checking in, younger brother of Jimmy for the first time tonight, and Bryce Bailey's done for the evening.
You know, I believe that ball was out of bounds. The big bowling kid had the ball in his hand and touched the referee standing out of bounds.
Well, technically
how's that for a technical?
Red Bowling on the inbound after that official timeout. Hackney drives baseline, layup good, and a foul. So he'll go to the line. Clay County 8-4 on the season, but folks, don't think that anything's broke here in Joe Simmons' gym and Coach Edwards' team. We've got four losses to a York Institute team that shot the absolute lights out of it in Jamestown on their home court. Dropped a tight one to Bradley Central here in the Christmas Classic. Dropped a tight one to Harlan, Kentucky. I think that was a two-point game.
Yeah, had a chance at the end. It was back and forth late.
Had a blowout game up there against Wayne County.
Right. And beat a strong team up there.
Yeah,
the
that's the best
loss,
we played.
Of course, Clinton.
Harlan, Kentucky is a good basketball team.
Right.
I mean, they had a Division I player also.
In Clinton, early in the season, the first loss of the season is Colton Anderson, adds two more inside. Clinton, a 4A school. Am I saying that right? Are they 4A?
3A.
3A.
Ranked number two in that latest AP poll.
Lost the first game of the season to some stud program and have not lost since, has Clinton. Weston Birdville comes up with a steal. Comes down, hands off to Lance Burchett. Now Joseph Birdville, three-pointer left corner. No good. Rebound Lance Burchett. On the floor for Clay County, Lance Burchett, Tyler Westmoreland, Colton Anderson, Joseph Birdville, and Weston Birdville. Anderson tries a little jump shot, no good. Rebounded by Connor Hendricks, Red Bowling. Weston Birdville going to be called for the foul, though, the reach-in variety. Could have been called a jump ball, but they called the foul on Weston.
Well, they've been consistent. Jeff Spivey's done that a couple times tonight. Weston Birdville just pulled the same move there. Good job by the, I guess Weston's a sophomore, right?
He is. Have not seen a ton of him this year, but as we just mentioned, Clay County has played a tough schedule. You know, not had a tremendous amount of these games where they've led by 30 points. You know, it's been usually starters to the end outside of a few reserves. 69-40 the score for Clay County. Red Bullen, what did they do? They have a bucket there. Got some new faces on the floor. Freshman Manny Hernandez has checked in. Also freshman Hayden Adams has come out. Number 25, Nate Logan adds points. Red Bullen. Lance Burchett now with it across the timeline. So with the appearance of Adams and Hernandez in the lineup, that signifies every player dressed tonight for Coach Edwards is suited. We have a couple of guys down there, Michael Wormsmith and Caden Strong, who are not suited for the contest. Thomas, update us. What just happened?
Lance Burchett driving, hanging, and finishing with the arm, going to the line to complete the three-point play.
71-42 after Burchett's heroics there. With the free throw, he could put the Dogs up by 30. And he does. 72-42. Always a good night, Coach, when you play everybody that you brought with you.
Yeah, absolutely. You can kind of relax a little over here on those.
And some of these guys seeing action for the first time that we've called. This is the first time we've seen young Manny Hernandez here on the Horizon Sports Network. Connor Westmoreland, also out there, a sophomore. We've seen him before, but not a tremendous amount. Thompson at the line shooting free throws for Red Bull, and first one's no good. Sophomores Joseph and Weston Birdville check back in. Hernandez and Burchett go out. Of course, the big one for Clay County got canceled this past Friday night due to inclement weather, and that was a matchup with the number one AP-ranked Pickett County Bobcats. We'll be playing them 1 week from tonight here in Joe Sims Gym. Folks, played them four times last year. Absolute thrillers every time. Of course, the last two postseason satellite games coming here in Joe Sims Gym, some of the best games we've ever been involved with here on the Horizon Sports Network in terms of atmosphere.
Yeah, that district championship, I keep going back to it. It was an overtime game, if you'll remember. I expect nothing less and probably four more contests here. Moving forward, Daniel, we got to get past Gordonsville first on Friday night.
Absolutely.
But hard not to look ahead as Anderson puts it in again, Daniel, the young fella down low.
Colton Anderson there, 10 seconds and ticking. And
some of the most important matchups we've ever had in the history of the school have been Pickett County and Salina High School, Clay County High School games throughout the years. They've always been important.
Chris Hackney knocking down a three-pointer. The exclamation mark on this District 7A contest is it goes final. Clay County 74, Red Bull and Springs 45. Clay County moves on to 9-4 on the season, 3-0 in district play. We're going to play a few ads, come back, and do the Bulldog Wrap-Up brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee to kick off the Farm Bureau postgame show right here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau. Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls' and boys' games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Haig Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Haig Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Haig and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network for the Farm Bureau postgame show. The Clay County Lady Bulldogs are now 11-3 with their win tonight on the season. And the boys are 9-4 on the season with their win. Both teams, actually, start to say both teams 3-0 in district play. The boys are 3-0 in district play. The girls are 2-1 in district play. Going to go ahead now and do the Bulldog Wrap-Up brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee and their owner-operator Shane Smith. Thomas, I'll kick over to you. A good scrappy Red Bull team in here tonight. But all in all, Bulldog muscle got flexed.
Yeah, it did. It just came a little later than we wanted it to.
Yeah.
You know, Clay County led 15-11 at the end of the first quarter, and then by 10, 30-20 at halftime, Coach. But that third quarter, you don't see many 30-point quarters scored in 8 minutes, and that's what Clay County did as Grant Strong kind of came out and flexed his muscles, and Jeff Spivey shot the eyes out tonight, and Clay County did what they needed.
Yes, they did. You know, that, like I said, it's a serious basketball game. Very, very easily could have been a different outcome, you know, if we had allowed them to continue playing the style they were wanting to play. Because they did a good job on Grant the first half tonight.
Yes.
I mean, with that, you know, that double-team jump that we've gotten familiar with, and they did a good job with it.
Yeah, I think so, too. They ran two and three at him to make him give it up. And he
right.
did a good job at that, too, giving the ball up when he needed to. And he did a good job putting his head down and scoring when he needed to. But they also mixed in a zone, if you remember, Coach. And Clay County hadn't seen a whole lot of that. We ended up putting Grant on the baseline and kind of working it through the free throw line. That matchup zone kind of gave us a little trouble in the second quarter, I thought.
Yes, it did. You know, that is something, too, you know, because we – it don't seem like we don't have that designated zone buster.
That's right.
And we need one of those.
Yep.
We've got, you know, a couple of guys that are capable of being that, but, you know, it's one of those where you're just unconscious. You go out there and you think, hey, I'm fixing to shoot. Every time I get it, I've got to shoot it.
Yeah.
And forget about misses because, you know, there's a 50-50 chance you might miss one when you take it.
That's
so
right.
You just forget about that and shoot the next one.
For Red Bull and Springs, you know, we talked about how they're a competent team. They got competent players that are capable. Zach Carter had 12 points tonight. Jordan Bohannon, 2. Colton Copa, 7. Riley Thompson, 2. Nate Logan, 2. And Chris Hackney, 19 points, guys. Scored a few of them late, but two guys in double figures, so not a bad team out of the
no,
coach.
No, and like I said, you know, it was a little bit different last time. You know, the Copas kid shot, he shot the eyes out
yep.
first half until he fouled out in
yep.
the third quarter. But
right.
he didn't have one of those nights like I thought he might, but
yep.
They had a good shooting night.
They did. Clay County, a lot of guys on the board. Joseph Burwell, I'm sorry, that's Colton Anderson that had 4 points. There's so many names here, they're hard to line them out. Lance Burchett, the and one for 3 points. Wyatt Browning finished with 2 points tonight. Andrew Smith had a three. Bryce Bailey ended up in double figures with some 5 points there in the fourth quarter. Keaton Arms, 6. Jimmy Burchett, 4. Eli Smith, 2. Jeff Spivey, 14 points. I thought he really kind of got us going here
yeah,
tonight.
Yes,
and then Grant Strong came on there in that second and third quarter, ended up with 24. So playing limited time, that's pretty close to your average when you take that last quarter away.
You know, Spivey, he kind of set the pace starting each half. He
yeah,
had a three
I thought he did.
Up the half each half of the game tonight,
yep.
which is a big deal.
Absolutely. Got to have that. Bulldog wrap-ups have been brought to you by Baco Panels of Tennessee. Find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels. Engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Dayblog Homes in Hermitage Springs at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. We're going to play one quick promo, about a minute long. Going to come back, announce the TDS top performer from tonight's contest.
You're listening to the Farm Bureau Post Game Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all of your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel or Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they're the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Still. Welcome back for the final time to the Farm Bureau postgame show, and it's time to announce the TDS top performers tonight, Daniel. On the girls' side, you know, she wasn't the leading scorer. She didn't even get into double figures. I think you got to go with the senior, Eliza Jenkins. She played really well tonight, made some crucial plays, and did it in a lot of different ways. She did it defensively. She did it with her rebounding. She did it with her scoring tonight. She finished with 8 points, probably her season high. And those buckets came at crucial and big times. If you'll remember, Clay County trailed pretty much the entirety of this first half, and then we're down 9 at halftime. and they fought back and tied the game on the last play of the third quarter, and that was Eliza Jenkins taking it to the hole and scoring under duress. Her bucket made it 37-37, headed into the fourth quarter. And there she had a big assist to Madison Hayes underneath to give Clay County a six-point lead. We saw her diving on the floor like she always does. We just saw her being a seasoned senior tonight. We saw her handling the ball late, and just really proud of the way Eliza played tonight and a big part of this team.
That was going to be my comment about it. She is, and a lot of folks may not think about this, realize it. She's the most experienced.
She is.
Most senior in terms of veteran player on the team. Played a lot as a freshman. You know, often was the sixth girl off the bench, depending on if it was defense or offense. Coach Walker was needing it that time. Played a lot of freshman year. Been a three-year starter. And, you know, we've got a lot of other girls who played a lot of basketball, but honestly, if we're talking straight up total minutes in their high school career, she's probably leading the whole team in that area. So you saw that tonight, and she's going to be big against the Pickets, against the Clark Ranges, and I'm looking forward to watching her finish out her career here.
And on the boys' side, another senior, Jeff Spivey. Coach just mentioned it right there before the break, Daniel. You know, Clay County came out a little cold, a little rusty as a team. Jeff Spivey didn't. He came out shooting the eyes out of it, made a quick three early on, and made two threes on the night, and I think that's all he took. I don't remember him missing one from deep. And he forced the issue, went to the line. He was perfect at the free throw line. You talked about him shooting really well from the line this year. We've seen his three-point percentage drop off a little bit, maybe in the early on, but you see Spivey, I always like to think about him, big shot Jeff. You know, Jeff makes big shots, and even in a game like this, those shots he made were big, I thought, to keep us kind of in line early on. And then down the stretch, he brought us home 14 points tonight. And we talk about him in the past. He's not just a shooter. He'll attack the paint when he needs to. Plays great defense. You know, Jeff Spivey definitely deserves a TDS top performer tonight.
Absolutely. And my comment on him would be, you know, give us more. Give us more of it. Shoot that thing more. He's a great player. And, you know, I just wish that he'd have more attempts. You know, because you look across the board, his percentages, whether it's a regular field goal, a three-pointer, or a free throw, you know, he's an outstanding shooter.
Having a great senior year. He's averaging double figures. I think he's around 11, 12 points, second leading scorer on this team. And, you know, like we said last year, we wouldn't have won the state championship without Gunner Silk. Well, all these players we mentioned night in and night out, Jeff Spivey's one of them. We're not the Clay County Bulldogs, you know, that we know without Jeff Spivey.
100% right. That's why Eliza Jenkins and Jeff Spivey were tonight's TDS Top Performers, proudly brought to you by TDS Disposal. Sorry, folks, I can't talk. They serve all of your waste management needs and are proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Well, if you've been listening, you know when our next one is, Friday night from Gordonsville, looking very much forward to being down there and not being in the bleachers of Turney Ford Field. That's where we've been for the most time here lately.
Yeah.
We make that trip down there. We'll be high atop the visiting bleachers in the gym. Looking forward to it. So for Kevin Donaldson, our special guest tonight, I want to thank him if he's listening. Appreciated having him on. Thomas Watson, Thomas Weaver, and Fletcher Strong. I'm Daniel Strong. Wishing you all. You got a comment before we go?
I just want to say, Miss Coach Sims tonight.
We did.
You know, hope to have him back on Friday night. Not the same without Coach.
He'll be there. Folks, have a good night.